So let's go ahead and start this shit up. Let me see here. Angry intro. Here we go.
Yo, what's up? This is The Voice. Yeah, the one your girl is texting right now. Check it. You think he's angry? Yeah, you would if you pee sitting down. You think what he's saying is fake? Guys who think that way can't get any ass. But what if I told you this cold-ass motherfucker didn't just create the angry man standard? He is the standard. Yeah, that's right. Live from the block, here spitting that hip-hop flavor, it's my dog, Angry Man. Yeah. I can tell you he has a dating chat line for men and a cooking show for men. I can tell you he's been teaching game for over 30 years. And if you want receipts, just go check his website. Before YouTube, Instagram, and all that shit, Steve the Dean Williams has been helping men all over the world. Angry Man, light that cigar. Steve the Dean Williams. Time to lock in. These men are here to teach you the game from the streets, not from mommy's basement. Get your notebooks, call in the show, and ask questions. Welcome to the Angry Mindset Show.
Angry Man, what's up?
Good. What's going on, Steve?
Man, it's always a pleasure to rock with a real one. That spits real game, man. Hey, everybody lock in. We have a great show. This is kind of like a reaction show, but we do want to get your thoughts. Y'all can put questions in, and y'all can call in. A lot to talk about. Shout out to the thing. But, Angry Man, do you want to say anything before we start rolling on this, my brother?
Nah, not really. Let's get into it.
All right. Well, before we start this, let us educate you guys on something real quick. For those that don't understand about pills and plates and saucers and all that stuff, let's switch it up right here. These are your gods right here. These are the people that you worship. This guy, the NoFap guy, that's your god to teach you about semen retention. That's your god. And these two fine men, oh, silly me. Not men, they're transgenders that created a movie rumored by a black woman, but that's here nor there, created a movie about pills and all this other stuff. But Angry Man, you know what the most exciting thing is a few years ago, for all you guys out here, one of these Wachowskis came out and made a confirmation that all this shit is all about the transgender community. And she says, in quote, look at what she's saying. This is all about a series of transgender. All you guys that follow these pills, all you guys that sit around and listen to people who push pills, see, the war on men, Angry Man, before I throw you, the war on men is not from men. From women. The war on men is from other men hurting other men by giving them false information about bullshit. What do you say, Angry Man? What say you, my brother?
Yeah, when I saw that article, I was like, yeah, I gotta get rid of the, you know, I got to get rid of that red pill moniker. You know what I'm saying? Originally, it was cool, but knowing that, like, once you know new information, bro, you got to move accordingly.
Yes, right. You know what I'm saying? All these guys out here, all this time, you thought it was the woman that's self-sabotaging you. It's your own guys that you're following. Anybody that pushes that red pill shit, y'all guys better run. I'm telling y'all. But that's not, hey, we just wanted to show you. Hey, y'all don't believe me? Hey, I'm showing y'all right now. This is not made up, guys. As you see at the top, go to NBCnews.com and look it up yourself. If you do not believe me, go there for your source. It's right there. Look it up on Google so you can see that we're not making this up. We're not making this up. But with that being said, so you've got two gentlemen who don't have game that, you know, years ago, you know, I met this young man years ago when he was at the 21 convention, Angry Man. He was sitting at the table. He wasn't even on stage. He didn't know anything about women. He didn't know anything about game. Matter of fact, he was teaching fitness because his name, whatever his fucking name is, he decided to change his name to Myron Gaines because Gaines is something that they talk about with weightlifting and stuff. But his real name, whatever, that Sudan motherfucker, decided to change his name, then all of a sudden decided to latch on to this red pill cult with the Rollo Tomasi's and all this hypergamy stuff, because what y'all gonna see is how the cults work. You see how the cults work. And now they're trying to show you guys that they have game. Angry Man, what say you before we play some of this stuff? What say you, brother?
Well, I recently found out about them. I'd say towards the end of last year, I think, when I found out about that show, and like a lot of people were talking about it, and I was like, "Who are these dudes?" And then, you know, at first I thought it was just a random show,
right?
I think we got a little bit of an echo.
Hold on, wait, I'll mute. Go ahead, keep going. Go ahead.
All right, so. You know, I thought it was just, you know, a random show or whatever. But then I started hearing guys saying that they had connections to these guys and these guys, you know, certain guys that I know. So I'm like, oh, so I'm trying to figure out who they are because I had never really heard of them. And one day I actually watched this show and they said they had just really started the show a couple years ago. So I'm like, okay, now it makes sense that I'm not really that aware of it, right? But, you know, I didn't really get a chance to watch a lot of the content, but I will say this. When I did start watching a lot of the content, I was like, okay, every once in a while they have some decent guests. They have, like, Robert. I think they interviewed Robert Kiyosaki or whatever. But then I started noticing the conversations that they were having with the women that come up.
Oh, yes.
And I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Like, some of them conversations, I'm like, wait a minute, bro. Like, why? Like, the one thing that confused me, and it still confuses me to this day, you have, you know, 5, 7, 8 women come up on the panel, and you're asking them about their career and their educational background. And you're asking them questions as if you're going to get some deep philosophical answers. It's like,
yeah.
It doesn't work that way. You feel me?
No doubt. But Angry Man, when did the game become about women? What are they there for? If you're learning game, what are the women there for? What? But see, y'all don't understand game and how marketing and advertisers work. Real quick, if I know I'm a club owner and I've got to pay my DJ, I've got to pay my bouncer, I've got to pay the bartender, I know that the dumb motherfucker is going to follow me if I have women around because women may give me a certain kind of a clout. But the game is not even about women. So what are the women doing around there? So the women are there because a lot of guys who can't get women, Angry Man, love the fact that hearing people like the Kevin Samuels and guys like this tear down women. It makes them feel good about themselves when they can talk shit to women and stuff like that. But the women have nothing even to do with anything. But what say you before we continue this, brother?
Well, I mean, we both know what the strategy is. Game recognizes game. We both know that, right?
Yes.
Let me go ahead and address the haters, because I know some haters are going to come in here and be like, wasn't you going to go on the show, Angry Man? Yeah, it's called business. It's called exposure. It's called they have a popular show. But if I went on the show, do you think I was going to talk some real shit or do you think I was going to talk some goofy shit? You feel what I'm saying? So before any of you haters try to go there with it, you feel me? Just remember that anybody can be critiqued, especially when it comes to my black ass. Anybody can get the smoke. It's equal opportunity. And they can especially get the smoke now that they chose to do some not very business-like, you know, behavior, okay? So that's what I got.
Yeah, well, let me say something even to John Adams. He's not a hypocrite because we're not talking about let me tell you what men do, John. Let me help you out here before you get your ass checked. As men, it is our job to make sure that these young men do not get a false sense of reality. If you do your homework, John, you'll see there's a lot of women getting beat up, abused, and treated, mistreated, shot, and hurt because they reject men. Because people like this are always teaching everybody that women are the enemy, that women are bad. Stay away from women. Stay away from single mothers. Stay away from this woman. Stay away from that woman. All single mothers are bad and all this other stuff. But then I asked the question, does that mean Vanessa Bryant, Kobe Bryant's wife, is she bad because she was a victim of circumstance? See, that's all I'm saying is that we need – this is where men come in at, because we need to address things that most of you guys are blind, because you already think women are the enemy. You think women are bad and women are this and that. It's not the women, John, motherfucker. It's bitches like you that are the problem. And we'll show that during the show. But it don't come in. Go ahead. You got it, Angry Man.
Let me address that. Let me go on a little quick angry rant.
No, go. Take it.
And state the facts.
State the facts.
Number one, John Amos, I'm not a hypocrite in no way, shape, or form. I didn't beg to be on anybody's show. I went to their show. I donated money the same way I donate money to any other content creator, regardless of size, subscribership, or popularity. Go check my record. I drop money on everybody if I come through. That's how I do. That's the Beano way. Okay? I get right with the paper. I let my paper precede me. Then I jumped on the call, and when I jumped on the call, I told them dudes, congratulations on their views and their subscribers, and when you gonna have me on the show. Their response was, when's the next time you come into Miami? So how the fuck is that begging? Not to mention the fact that after I said that shit, Myron was like, yo, he's a YouTuber? Fresh was like, oh, yeah, Angry Man's a legend. Legends don't have to beg nobody, okay? That's number one, all right? Now, after that, when I did what they asked me to do, which is contact them, right, they chose not to respond. They chose to ghost me. That's the hypocritical shit, is when you say on your show live that you're going to have somebody on your show and then you don't even respond to somebody. So how are you getting curbed if you're not even getting responded to? Curbed is if they said, yo, we're not going to have you on the show. But we know why they didn't have me on the show, because Donovan, with his backbiting ass, went behind my back and probably told them not to have me on the show. So if you're going to talk about shit, get your facts right, chump.
All right. Now, with that being said, we're about to get into this. Now, the reason why we're doing this reaction video is because there was a statement made that they told all the guys out there to tell women to get rid of their Instagram. hey, ladies. You got to get rid of your OnlyFans, and you got to get rid of your Instagrams and all that shit because these two motherfuckers told you that you got to get rid of it for these fucking losers out here who don't even have game. But anyway, so Angry Man, here we go. So let's get into this reaction thing, because these guys went on a show, and let's go ahead and zoom it into the show. These guys went on a show. And we're going to break this down, because the information that you're hearing is why you got to be careful about who you follow on YouTube. Let's start this whole thing. Let's get it from the beginning. Here we go. Let's play it, Let's talk on it. Here we go.
Do you believe that any woman in a relationship should not have Instagram, or are you saying that just women who are in a relationship and are posing in their bikinis or, you know, doing any kind of sultry sort of stuff, they're the ones that shouldn't have Instagram?
Well, if you're in a serious committed relationship with a guy and you have, you know, sexy photos of yourself on the internet, you know, Instagram is just one medium that you can do it. Yeah, it is cheating.
Cheating, like, what about the guy? Is he, if he's in a relationship, is he allowed to have Instagram?
Well, we're different. We're not in our undies.
Sorry, Cole.
Gyrating
I don't
up
think
and
I was
down.
Asking you. I was asking uh-oh. These guys.
Well, you'll see how let me ask you a question. Are men and women equal?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
No, we're not at all.
Okay.
We're not.
Oh, here we go.
Men and women are different.
So why are we, yes, we're different. Of course we're different. But, you know, were you talking about pay parity? What are you talking about when it comes to being different?
Well, the definition of equality is being the same in quantity, size, degree, or value, and nothing between us is equal. We're very different.
What you don't I mean think by we that, are of equal value?
Well, here's the thing. From a human's rights perspective and, you know, the value of your life, yes, we're equal. No one is better than anyone in that regard. But when it comes to biology and intersexual dynamics, we're 100% different. And
that is true.
All right, let me stop right there. All right, now, Angry Man. I'll give him credit on this. Men and women are not the same. Listen, guys, y'all hear that? I will credit him on this, Angry Man, that we are not like women because we should be logical and they're emotional. We're not the same. But, Angry Man, what say you on this, brother?
Here's the problem. The problem is, I get what Myron is saying. And this is my problem with this is the problem when, look, let me just keep it all the way funky.
Keep it funky.
Now that I know the story of how they blew up rather quickly, right? And this is the problem when you have guys that are fairly new to certain information and then they blow up quickly, right? I get what Myron's saying. I even get the position he's coming from. But the problem is he doesn't understand that information well enough to actually convey it in a way
yes.
where, it's not going to get dismantled by the person that's coming against it.
Mm-hmm.
And two, it doesn't come off sounding, you know, like you're a caveman, you know, waiting to beat a chick over the head with a club and drag her off to your cave. You feel what I'm saying? Like, in addition to the fact that certain information does not translate well coming from certain individuals. Just put it that way. That's the most professional way I can put it.
Well, let me put it in the asshole way. What Angry Man is basically saying, if you ain't got motherfucking game, it's going to show. That's all he's saying. But let's continue. And let's see. I hit that. Okay, hold on. I muted myself.
Now look, hold on for a second. Hold on for a second.
Yes.
Saul Zahn said Myron don't care, though. He does care. He spends freaking hours trying to get women to understand what he's saying. He does care.
Well, not
a dude doesn't care, he's not going to try to explain to no woman.
Right, but he doesn't even – but see, if you notice, if you look down, he was reading off of his phone. If y'all notice, he even what he was saying – and we'll go back a second, guys. I want y'all to see this because I don't want y'all guys to think that he's actually going off the top of his dome. He's actually reading
– Yo, my bad.
No, go ahead. You're good.
Check this out. Solzon, whatever the fuck your name is, right? I don't give a shit what he said. It's called SBE Entertainment, motherfucker. Shame, blame, and explain. No dude that doesn't give a fuck is going to spend that amount of time trying to explain something to some chicks who don't want to understand. Just facts.
Right, exactly. All right, well, let's keep going. Y'all see him right there, but let's keep going. Let's here we go.
The definition of equality is being the same in quantity, size, degree, or value, and nothing between us is equal. We're very different.
What you don't I mean think by we that, are of equal value?
Well, here's the thing. From a human's rights perspective and, you know, the value of your life, yes, we're equal. No one's better than anyone in that regard. But when it comes to biology and intersexual dynamics, we're 100% difference. And
that is true. Scientifically, he's correct. We are different, right?
But what I don't understand is how does that apply to the question that I asked when I said
So the reason why is because we have differing sexual strategies. Men want quantity. Women want quality. So our sexual strategy...
Wait. Angry Man, what say you on equality? What would men want? What do you got, Angry Man? Studio. Check, check, check.
Thinks because someone has a certain size channel, that means they're more experienced in what they're talking about. Okay. First of all, trying to break down the difference in equality between men and women by using sex is the weakest argument you could ever come up with. And any woman that is at least second wave feminist is going to break that shit down like a sawed off shotgun every time. You do not break down the differences between men and women, okay, as far as equality, based upon your sexual function or your dating and mating strategies. And the reason why you can't do that is because you have women out here that date and mate the way men do now.
Yes.
So you can't use that. And you have a society that does not shame them out of it. They actually promote them into doing it. So you can't do that. The only way that you can break down the difference in equality between men and women and shut feminists up, you have to break it down from the position of what men have built, what men maintain,
yes,
and what we continue to do. That's the only way you can do it.
Absolutely.
It's the only way you can do it, because they can't argue with history.
Right, they can't argue with it, but you can see now she's got a high advantage because they're pushing it to sex and everything. But let's continue.
Yeah.
Let's continue here with what's being said. Here we go, guys. Here we go. Let's see. Here we go.
See, from the best man that they can get versus men want to get the most women they can get. So it's been that way since the beginning of time. Powerful and strong men have had hordes of women, and then women align themselves with the strongest men. So we don't play by the same set of rules, and our sexual strategies influences how we view the world, how we view the opposite gender, how we try to procreate with each other. We're very different. So what men can do, women can't necessarily do sometimes. So we're not the same.
So,
unfortunately, a double standard that does not benefit women for once.
Sorry. So just going back to that question that I asked, can a man be on Instagram in a relationship, but
yes,
not a woman?
Not the same. It's not the same.
Why?
Well, does it depend on the content that they're putting out?
Like,
if I'm shirtless on Instagram, like showing me big fat man boobs and gyrating around as a sexy dance, that would be cheap. What if I was just on there talking about, you know, fitness apps and stuff? That's a whole different vibe. So it's content related, right?
Yeah, but the thing is that I don't think people understand this, that a man that's even a man that's extremely good looking is not going to get nearly the amount of options that a woman that's mediocre.
Are you kidding? No.
Whoa, wait. Let's unpack this. Let me say this to a lot of guys that don't have game. A lot of women are on Instagram, Facebook, and wherever they're at, OnlyFans or wherever they're at, and they're showing you photos of their body. But what most of you guys don't understand is that you don't understand what we get on the back end. See, you just getting photos with some clothes on. You don't see the shit that motherfuckers that have game get. And that's why motherfuckers that have game don't give a fuck what she's doing and what she's posting, because what she's posting is none of my fucking business, because I don't have any right to tell a woman what the fuck she should wear. And which she shouldn't, Angry Man. What say you, my brother?
It goes even deeper than that, Steve. Number one, the first fallacy that came out of his mouth, which is why she was able to debunk that so easily, is, you know, it's kind of like saying, well, no, matter of fact, I'll just say it outright. If you're not the type of guy that can take a picture and then post that picture on a dating profile and get a bunch of women hitting you, how would you know how many dudes get, how would you know how many women are hitting up dudes that are quote unquote handsome, right? I know for a fact that right now at this moment, if I was single and I was to take my photo and take some pictures or whatever and post them on a dating site, there would be chicks hitting up that freaking profile. I know it for a fact. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So you can't really go at it from that angle, but at the same time, it's a ridiculous notion in the first place. Because in my opinion, if you don't want a chick gonna post half naked photos on Instagram, date a chick that doesn't do that. Like, pursue a chick that doesn't do that. But see, this is where the hypocrisy comes from. This is where the goofiness comes from. You have dudes that pursue these women that are thirst trapping because they're thirsty motherfuckers.
Yes.
And then once they get the bitch, they don't want her to do what she did to get his ass.
Exactly.
It's like, oh, well, now that I'm with you, you can't be posting half-naked photos or whatever and this, that, and third. And they're doing it from the position of control. Whereas if it was a guy that had game, number one, even if the guy that had game went after a chick that's posting half-naked photos, right, he doesn't care that she's posting because he's confident enough to know that once he get her, ain't no other dude going to compete with him. So it's like it doesn't matter how many photos she posts on Instagram. It's not like no other dude is going to be able to pull her. And then in addition to that, if you really got game, she'll stop doing it on her own, which is submission instead of control.
Now before we got a few calls, but let me say something to this surface dweller. Y'all see why y'all ain't getting no pussy? Are you actually going to come on a show with men and give us a fucking statistic of what you fucking want to use as an excuse to why you ain't got no motherfucking game? You want to sit here and tell us studies show? But guess what? Studies also show that most of you motherfuckers that follow this red pill shit are food for women. How about that shit, motherfucker?
5% of... Okay, number one, let me break something down to you, Azriel. You're definitely not a daywalker, bro. Let's just get that out the way. You're not a daywalker, okay? And I get it. I get why you think you know the right answer, and I get why you think you got all the answers. I see you there with your neat little suit. You feel what I'm saying? With your power tie, okay? Problem is, you should have had a huddle with your suit, and you should have asked the suit before you gave the answer so that the suit could give you the correct answer. But number one, the reason why you're fucking up when it comes to statistics is because, first of all, who the hell did the study?
Thank you.
When they did the study, what group sample did they survey? How many women of society did they ask? Which women did they ask? What socioeconomic group were they from?
Thank you. What race
were they? What age group were they? You don't even know who the fuck they asked. You got people from the Census Bureau. They come by my crib all the time. You know what I tell them? I don't want to participate. So how many people are not participating in that study that causes those numbers to be skewed? This is what I want you to do, Azriel the Daywalker. What I want you to do is I want you to scurry along back to Men's Warehouse, return that suit, because that's not a smart suit. That's not a smart suit. I need you to go to Brooks Brothers, and I need you to get you a smart suit and a more conservative tie. because that tie you have on is a little too, it's a little too loud, bro. They would not, they would frown on that in Wall Street. So I'm going to need you to get a more conservative tie and a white shirt, you damn hippie.
God damn it. And for all you people about to go grab the callers, and guys, this is how studies go, okay? I'm going to grab five people, and I want you to try my water. Hey, if four of you like it and one doesn't like it, then I guess four out of five, that helps me with the stats. So then I can skew the numbers and then send the numbers out to any dumbass that wants to believe the bullshit. That's what
and you know what? You know what, Steve? This is what's hilarious to me. I've been here in this space for a very long time.
Yes.
So I've seen a lot of icons, and you've been here for a long time too.
Yes, absolutely.
I want to ask you this question. Did you ever see this many icon photos with guys wearing suits before your boy got popular?
No, this is the first time, because they think that's going to get them some pussy. They think, hold on, say something. Dwellers, your picture is not your fucking personality. When are you going to understand that? When are you going to understand that you can post any picture you want, be it by a yacht, a boat, or a nice, fine little fucking suit? Women can see pussy on you. Dumb motherfuckers. We got calls real quick. Let's bring in a call real quick before we continue. Area code 202 from D.C. What's your question, brother? What's up?
What's up, man? I'm liking the shit, man. First of all, that nigga look like he got a Steve Harvey suit and got the nerve to be wearing some fucking sunglasses. He need to cut that shit out, right? I got hip to the Fresh and Fit shit. I don't know what it was. I think I saw like a clip of him talking to the Brittany Renner, Gypsy Jezebel bitch. And I was like, I can't fuck with these niggas with her, because how dare these niggas be some type of experts in having this bitch talk crazy to them like that? Like, some of these niggas, man, just be doing this shit for the show and not for the know. And I can't stand these Gypsy Jezebel ass niggas that just want to be seen and just want some attention, man. And for these niggas in the chat that be coming at y'all, whatever, like, if you got all the answers and shit, why you need to be, like, arguing with somebody else on what they feel about? Just do what you do. Like, you can't convince somebody else that the goddamn sky ain't blue. If that's what they feel, well, that's what the fuck they feel. So, like, I just don't get it, man. Niggas need to really get outside and start experiencing shit. Stop looking at these fucking fake data sheets and whatever the fucking shit. All this bullshit, man. So, the Fresh and Fit niggas, they can get the fuck out of here, whatever. I'm tired of these new niggas popping out the woodworks that don't look like they get no pussy. They all about fucking loafing, laying out anti-fucking. I can't stand this shit, man. And niggas need to get the fuck outside, start talking to some bitches, get some fucking game, and stop acting like they fucking know it all. And if you did know it all, whatever, you wouldn't be arguing with some other bitch or whatever on some fucking platform about men and women and all this shit. A lot of them shit that y'all was saying, or the nigga was saying, like, why would you even think about asking a question like that? Who gives a fuck about all this lyrical, theoretical, miracle shit that you're talking about? Like, if you get the answer to that, that shit ain't gonna change nothing if you're gonna get the pussy or not. This shit crazy, man. Like, sometimes less that you say is better. So niggas be over-talking themselves sometimes to get some pussy and goddamn make it seem like they know it all. They fucking not, man. I'm tired of this shit, man. So niggas need to start calling these fucking new niggas out that look like they ain't got no game, no experience, probably learned their fucking game from a Gypsy Jezebel bed wench and goddamn took that shit and be like, oh, well, this is how niggas is supposed to act and how they get a bitch. Fuck no. Get your fucking monkey suits off or whatever, your fucking shades in the club. This ain't 2005, and start getting these bitches the right way, man. Goddamn, man. I'm tired of this shit, man. That's all I got to say, man. I'm out.
Right. Much love to you. Thank you, brother. Much love. Now, hey, Azriel.
Oh, my God. That's scorched earth right there.
Scorched earth. That's beautiful. Hey, but Azriel, listen, brother. Listen, dog. I don't know you. Dog. I don't need to dress to pull motherfucking women, because my motherfucking mouthpiece and my mind are very deep, brother. I don't need to wear fine clothes, because my clothes don't define me, you surface-dwelling motherfucker.
Hey, and Beano Nation, do not block Azriel.
Yeah, don't block that motherfucker. Don't you block. Keep his, yeah, keep don't that block. Bitch in, keep that don't bitch block. In his room so we can educate that weak-ass motherfucker.
We going to make him a believer.
Soon,
don't
yes.
block him.
We going to
make him a believer. He misinformed. He's misinformed. But we going to heal the brother.
Yeah, so we gonna say that motherfucker. All right, but let's continue with the shout out. Let's continue with the video, but let's keep going. Here we go.
That is so not true. How many hot guys get DM'd on Instagram?
Oh, we're not talking about DMs. We're talking about real life benefits.
Talking about Instagram. You're saying a man can go on Instagram in a relationship and it not be considered cheating.
I'm going to get one of my guys to show you guys something. But yes, a lot of women are unaware of this, but men, unless they're in the top 2% of looks and aesthetics and everything else like that, they get virtually no play in online dating sites, Instagram. Men don't get as much sexual attention as women think.
Hold up.
Look. Check this out, Steve. Now, look. I consider myself to be a pretty fly dude.
Yeah.
But I would never have the nerve to be like, I'm in the top 2% of any guy on the planet. Now, with that being said, I've gotten plenty in my lifetime, plenty. And it's like, bro, you cannot live your life by, it just doesn't translate.
You know
what statistics are for? Statistics are for politicians to justify the programs they're trying to get funding for. That's all that shit is for. Politicians are trying to get grants and lobby money. That's what statistics are for.
Yes. It's time for me to explain. Let me help you guys out. Let me help all you guys out. It doesn't matter if you're in the top 1%. It doesn't matter where you at. It doesn't matter how tall you are. It doesn't matter how short you are. It doesn't matter how good you look. It doesn't matter how fat or skinny, because every woman has their own way of what they like. But here is the problem that's going to kill the argument on this dating. Guys don't get women on dating apps. Let's just talk about why you don't get women on dating apps. Before you even type your name on a dating app, or before you take your fucking selfie like your boy Azrael did in his suit and shit, before they do that, you have to understand, gentlemen, that you have no values, no beliefs, no principle. You have no character. You have no skill set. You don't even know how to communicate with a woman. There's nothing about you that shows a woman that you can make her smile, laugh, and blush. You don't see the big picture. You don't have vision. You don't have any direction. You can't even think for yourself because most of you motherfuckers believe in this pill shit. So that just shows that you won't even think. You can't even talk to a woman versus see her a clear, concise, impactful message. All you're doing is interviewing them. You have fear. You have no confidence. You don't get shit done. You don't act decisively. You don't have any high standards. You don't take any risk. You're not even fucking fearless. Okay? You're all these things, but yet you expect a woman to open her legs for you when you don't even know what the fuck you're doing before you even go on these dating apps. Angry man, why would a woman want to be with a motherfucker that doesn't know how to fuck? Can't kiss. He can't eat pussy. He don't even know how to set his house up. He ain't even got no fuck music set up. He don't know nothing about the lighting. He don't know shit. So tell me, angry man, what the fuck is he talking about, top 2%? Because you know what they call, wait, hold on, angry man. See, this is where you get the Pookies and the Ray Ray thing they give you on the Red Pill side. But let me tell you about Pookie and Ray Ray. Pookie and Ray Ray got game. Pookie and Ray Ray don't give a fuck. Pookie and Ray Ray know how to fuck. Pookie and Ray Ray can walk away, angry man. What say you on this, my brother?
And that's because, and ultimately that means Pookie and Ray Ray is winning, goddamn it. Pookie and Ray Ray is fucking. You feel what I'm saying? I said that the other day. I played this video, and it was a bunch of hood niggas doing the video, and I said, I know what y'all gonna say. Angry man, you just showing a bunch of hood niggas, a bunch of Pookies and Ray Rays. I said, but I guarantee you this. I guarantee you the 50 niggas that was in that video, not yes. one of them got a problem getting a fucking chick.
Yes.
Not one.
Not one. Not one. Not one. All right, wait, before we play more, let me grab another phone call real quick. As we continue this, let's grab Erico 561. What's your question, sir? How can we help you?
Hey, what's up, man? It's Johnny. Yeah, I was calling because so basically I'm in like a still point. So I'm trying to figure out, is it the statements to move forward? I'm trying to figure out how do I move forward from where I'm at right now.
Okay, Johnny, we came to mind. Where the fuck are you at? I don't know. We ain't in mind reads.
Yeah, where you at, bro?
Where you
at? Okay, so basically, like, No. So I'm in a still point. So I don't have, like, I'm not on, like, no type of, no anxiety. It's just everything still, you know. I feel more control, you know, in my mind, basically. And I'm just trying to figure out how do I move forward. I feel like this, yeah.
Move forward from what?
I feel like the next step is the statement that I need to make to myself. Okay,
all right, Johnny, look.
Can you hear me?
Johnny. Yeah. All right, Johnny. You need to be more specific in the questions because you're just all over the place. What the fuck are you talking about, brother?
Okay. So when we get specific, okay. So, from the beginning, when I first started everything, you know, scribing everything, I came from, you know, me walking through, let's say music is on and I'll dance to the music and I'll move to the music and it'll just, everything just go like in sync with the music. You know what I mean? So after the music, everything, after I start scribing,
yeah. Is everything. You're not telling me what you're talking. Are you talking about a date? You're talking about relationships. What are you talking about, bro?
No, I'm talking about my mind. I'm talking about my mind.
All right, brother, look.
Can you hear me? I can't hear you that well.
Go. Hold on a second. Oh, you can hear us now? Hold on. Let me put it back
this,
in.
This is the issue, man. Look, bro. First of all, you have to explain where you're at and where you're trying to go.
Right, because we're doing a show, so you got to hurry up because we're doing a show. What's up?
Got you. Okay. So I believe that I'm in the independent mind of frame of mind. I believe I'm in an independent frame of mind. That's what I believe right now, where I'm at right now.
What?
What do you think?
With what?
With life. So basically.
So then why are you calling us in? What's the point? If you're free, I don't understand.
I feel woke, basically. Woke. That's the word. And I'm trying to move forward. That's what I'm calling.
You're trying to move. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, look, call us back to have more information. Your phone's windy. Call back when you need more because you're all over the place. But I don't understand. Yeah. But let's get back to this thing we were talking about because this is very important. And again, we're about to get deep. But like we were saying before, all you guys out there, what these guys do and all those red pill guys do, they're always trying to scare you with statistics. But let me give you guys a history lesson on where this came from, okay? Because a lot of you guys don't do your homework. Back in 1979 or 1978, before there was really an internet, they came out with this documentary series. And do your homework and you'll see what they're doing right now. It's just an old tactic. There was a series where you had a bunch of knucklehead kids that were not doing well in school, and they were just acting up. And what they did in 79 and 78 is they made a documentary by grabbing those little knuckleheads and bringing them to the prison so the prisoners can scare them straight so they can see that this is where they're heading. Why are we saying this? Because this is the tactic they're using to you right now, all that red pill jargon. They're trying to scare you by saying that you're not enough. But Angry Man, what say you on that before we continue, brother?
I'm just sick and tired of it. I don't like to be a conspiracy theorist, but I always feel like it's always the watered down stuff that gets pushed to the forefront.
Yes, yes.
Like the BS, the fluff, the real is always, it always seems to be suppressed.
Always.
And what happens is the dudes that get pushed to the forefront, they have a seed of truth in what they're saying. And the problem is with surface dwellers is all you need is that seed of truth for them to think that it's the realest shit they ever heard, because they don't go no deeper than the first level. But that's why they're surface dwellers. They don't go no deeper.
Yes.
It's like, bro, like the whole premise of this discussion is a fallacy.
Oh, absolutely. It gets worse.
If chicks post half naked on freaking Instagram, it's annoying, but it's annoying to me from a different perspective, not because I want to handcuff the hoe. It's annoying to me because I just get tired of seeing half naked women every time I scroll through the motherfucker, because all of them ain't cute. But you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
At the end of the day, yes. It's annoying because you're giving these women that have this messed up, goofy mind frame, you're giving them ammunition. You know, you say certain things and you don't say it the right way, and then you add the little quips in there too, which is an indicator of red pill rage. But you add the little quips in there, and then what happens is those women look at you and they say, see, that's how they all think.
Right, right. See? Yes. Exactly. And guys, if y'all are just joining us, because we're going to play some more, we're doing a reaction to this. But for y'all that are brand new, and if y'all have not, y'all go check out the article. It was out a few years ago, but I think a lot of y'all need to understand, all you red pill guys out there from those types of those parts of the manospheres, y'all got to be careful, because this is not for men. We're trying to show you. This is not a man thing. This is not for men. Be careful about who you follow. Here we go. Let's keep playing the clip. Here we go.
Is that women see the world through their view? They think, I get a lot of attention, so attractive guys must be getting a lot of attention too, and that couldn't be further from the truth.
They are, though.
Men do not get nearly the same amount of
sexual
attention.
But they're still getting it, so I don't understand.
Not as much as there's a lot of sexy girls online.
Just because a girl might get, say, let's say 50 DMs that have guys wanting to date her, and the guy gets 20 DMs, yes, there might be a little difference there, but they're still getting hit on by females.
Let's get back to the old nightclub rules. Let's get back to the nightclub. If you're at the nightclub, and the boys have talked about this on the Fresh and Fit podcast, boys will line up and will stand there for ages.
I'm going to show you something real quick.
Okay.
On the screen right here, we have a chart from OkCupid. And this illustrates that even the most attractive men in the light blue are barely competing against girls in the mid-range.
All right, check this out.
This is what's so funny. And to all of the dudes in here that's diehard Fresh and Fit fans, like, you can be fans of who you want to be. And those of you that's going to get mad at me for this critique, I only got one question for you. She's about to stump Myron.
But wait, I want to go back before I hit this Angry Man on this. Now, they're trying to say that a lot of guys aren't getting attention. But wait a second. Since y'all been following the guy that's been teaching you about clothes, and then all of a sudden now he's a dating coach that teaches you about high value, what is he teaching you motherfuckers to lead with? You ain't leading with your mind. You're not leading with your mouthpiece. You're not leading with the core of who the fuck you are as a man. You're leading with your fucking wallet. If you dangle your car, your clothes, and all that shit, and think that a woman is not going to get you for your clothes, cars, and all that shit, you're sadly mistaken. because the way you start is the way you're going to fucking finish. But Angry Man, let's talk about that before we get on to OK Cupid. What do you say about that, sir?
Man, look. First of all, I'm sorry, Steve. I got to address the chart.
Okay. Yeah, man, let's get to the chart. Fuck it. Yeah, man, the chart. Oh, dog. Let's get to the chart.
I got to address this shit. Number one. We're dudes.
We're guys.
If you show me a chart that says I can't do something, you know what I'm going to say, Steve? Hey, Steve, hold my beer. Like, oh, I can't do what? Hold my beer, bro. You feel me? That's what men are. We defy the odds. That is what makes men great. And I'm so sick of these empirical evidence, fucking egghead ass. You know what? I hate to do this because I know some guys that are really smart guys and they're what you would consider nerds and they're cool. But you got this one group, this one little sect of empirical evidence, yes, old egghead, Dexter's laboratory ass motherfuckers, and they really think that they can sit down and make an equation that's going to give them some cooch. Well, if I do this on this day and the windshield is
gentlemen, I understand if you were 6 years old and your mother gave you a certain chart that said something to you, but how does this chart define you, and what does this chart have to do with you, and who gives a fuck what these women are going? See, the problem is that y'all give a fuck. Look, anybody can take a look. Anybody can go to Dexter. Hey, Dexter, I need you to make me a chart. And then what I need you to do is I need you to just curve this line up this way, curve that line down that way, let us do the rest. And then they'll take that chart, bring it to their marketing team. All right, now we've got to throw the fear in these guys. See that? Fear tactics. Guys, OK Cupid, the only dating app. It's not even, it's not even a chart. It's not even a chart. It's the fact that they're telling you about the chart is the problem. Guys, listen, they're using one chart from one app out of millions to justify why women decide to fuck higher.
But here's where the fallacy comes in with the chart, Steve. Dudes that get pussy don't need a dating app.
Don't need one at all.
They're not even going to be added into the damn study. Like, get the fuck out of here, man. Like, come on.
Dudes
that get pussy for real go outside, bro.
Yes, yes. I don't understand how, and again, be careful, all you fresh and fit, they about to get motherfucking body. Hey, and it's the woman is eating their ass up. The woman is eating their ass up. Now, we're going to keep playing it, so let's play with you.
It's not a woman. It's tearing them up. It's a old woman. An old British woman.
And hey, old governor, blow a sign. She's blow a fucking them up, pal.
They getting bodied by a chick that says, freshing your tea, governor.
Yes, same, governor. I blow a sign. Now they are getting really ate up very much so. All right, now listen, here we go. Listen.
It's not even half the level, right?
Steve.
Not even half of the messages received.
Yep.
Now, that's on a dating site. On Instagram, this is even more pronounced, okay? And this doesn't account for, you know, the plenty of fish data, the Tinder data that we have. Men do not get nearly as many options as women, and even if we're talking about top-tier guys, they still cannot compete. Men and women are not the same. We're not blankly equal.
No, I know they're not the same.
Very different. Hold on, let me finish, please.
You're just not making. You're not actually proving your point very well.
I literally have a chart on the screen proving that women get far more attention than men.
You've got a chart from a dating site that says women get more attention. Yes, that's obvious. But the point you made was that women should not be allowed on Instagram if they're in a relationship because of the attention they get, and you're kind of saying that guys can.
So, question for you: if you're dating somebody, right? Should you be on a dating app?
Not on a dating app, no.
Okay, perfect. So do you know, right? Instagram is one of the biggest dating apps in the world.
Yeah, I get that. But it's also an app where people like to share other things. It's not all just thirst traps, right?
All right, let me pause. Angry man. See, the problem with a lot of guys is that a lot of you guys are not good with women. And because you don't want to look in the mirror and realize you're the problem, because women have never changed you, mother. Matter of fact, okay, sorry. The only difference they changed is Angel May brought it up. They're more aggressive. They're fucking more. They're giving up the ass more than they ever have in any time period that we ever. More Angel May.
Which is an indication of how weak you motherfuckers are.
Exactly.
Because it was harder for us back in the day. And we was closing. You feel me? Closing. I had a 98% close rate, homeboy. And y'all dudes, y'all live in the world. Y'all live in the land of milk and honey. You live in the land of hoes and strippers. And you can't get any.
Exactly. Hey, guys, see, when I was in the first and second grade, when I had girlfriends and shit, I would have to write a note, right, on this piece of paper saying, I like you, do you like me? Check the box, yes or no. And then I would have to take this note and pass it to all my classmates and get it over to her. All there, she would open it up, she would check a box and send it back. Now, that was the first and second grade. Then, because we didn't have cell phones, if you didn't get up off your ass and talk to women, you didn't eat. There was no apps. You had to get up and go, hey, you know, like we used to go roller skating, Angry Man, and they'd be like, well, couple skate is next. Everybody, couple skate is next. And then when we knew it was time for couple skates, all the girls would be all the way on the other side of the skate rink. Guys, you had to roller skate your motherfucking ass all the way across. Everybody watching you. You had to roller skate your ass over there.
Look, when you went to the school dance.
Yes, you had to walk over there.
School dance.
Yes.
When they slowed that music down, that's what separated the men from the boys.
Yes.
And I'm gonna tell you something right now. I couldn't wait for them to slow that music down because I wanted everybody to see that I was gonna pull me one. I walked straight across there, bro. Shit, there was a couple times I was slow dancing with two chicks. I had one behind me and one in front of me.
But see,
you feel me?
Yes, absolutely. So what's going on that a lot of y'all don't understand is these women now, because of their liberation and all this shit that's going on with them, they're just learning their sexuality. It's something that you guys are not even learning. And you want to knock a woman for exploring her sexuality? Maybe it's with one woman. Maybe it's a sexuality with two women. Maybe it's with a guy or two guys. Hey, we do the same thing. We explore our sexuality with other women and more than one woman and things like that. But they're just finding themselves. But we want to shame them and knock them for wanting to fuck? That's a problem?
Yeah. Apparently.
Apparently we wanna shame them, okay? So let's go. Let's see here. Let's keep going in the thing. Here we go. Here's a clip. Here we go.
So, you know, if you're in a relationship, not every girl is posting a picture of herself in a bikini. So
here's the problem, aren't they?
No.
If there's two scenarios here, right? A guy posts a picture of himself, let's say abs, shirtless, right?
Yeah.
He gets attention. A girl posts a picture or a story or posts, right? Chick's attention.
Yeah.
The problem is that attention is way outskilled and it's going to be sexual because off rip, what do guys want? They want to look at pictures and take a shot at the girl. That's it. Girls may say, oh, he's cute, he's handsome, but they're not going to really approach him like, oh, I want you. It's like, okay, cute, hard eyes, and that's it. Girls are going to go after it like in a different way, we're saying.
And also we're specifying that
when she has sexy photos of herself on the internet and she's in a relationship, that is cheating. That is disrespectful to the man.
Okay, what if the guy is posting a shirtless top and he's in a relationship? Is that cheating?
No, because it's not the same at all.
Well, it is like the same.
I know why it's different. I know why it's different,
you know,
guys. Listen, as guys, we zoom in on the girls' photos. We zoom in.
That's your issue.
Let me break this down for y'all, okay? So let me ask you a question. What is your dream car?
My dream car?
Yes, your dream car.
Oh, I'm not.
She can have any car she wants.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the dream car? What do you want?
I'm probably driving. I drive a Range Rover. I love it. So
Range
let's
Rover.
Just say I've already got it.
So let's go into a scenario here, okay? So it's a scenario.
But that's not us playing these sound effects.
I love that. I'm a fan of
sound effects. We're gonna go into a scenario here, all mm-hmm. right? And just let me finish this concept, guys. Let me get
okay.
through it, okay?
Okay.
So let's say you go to the dealership and you buy a brand new Range Rover, mm-hmm. okay? Range Rover Sport. You've been wanting it for a while, fully decked out, $100,000, right? Australian, $120,000 Australian.
300
right?
here. We got the luxury car tax. You don't know about
okay.
that.
Okay, 300K, right?
Yep.
So you drive it off, you shake hands with the car dealer, sign the paperwork, pay the money, buy it cash, you're good to go, drive it off the lot, you don't care about it losing value, whatever. This is your dream car. Mm-hmm. Take it back to your house. 2 weeks later, okay, the car dealer comes back to your place, says, hey, listen, man, we're kind of short on cars. We're going to need to put a for sale sign on your car, and a couple days a week, we're going to just need to put it on display back at the dealership. And, you know, one or two people might test drive it. Are you okay with that? How would that make you feel?
That broke my brain, Anger Man.
This is to everybody watching.
Jesus Christ.
This is why everybody thinks it's so awesome when I drop analogies. Because that's what it sounds like when you're making a fucked up, antiquated, just extra. See, first of all, I'm going to tell you what's wrong with that analogy. What's wrong with the analogy is she could have came back at him and said, well, when I buy the car, people are still going to look at it when I go outside. Doesn't mean they can have the car.
Oh.
Am I supposed to buy the car and put it in the garage and never drive it? The only way that's an issue is if they can have the car. Can they have the car, Myron? See, that's where the problem is. It's like if you're trying to say that the woman is advertising herself on Instagram, the only way that somebody else can have broad, where's that echo coming from?
That's me. You're good.
The only way that somebody else can have the broad is if they can have the broad. That's the question. But see, here's where the problem is coming in. When you hear guys talking in this sort of overprotective way, see, back in the day when I was in the dating scene, when I was doing my thing, when I was, you know, a younger man, we call that handcuffing. You feel me? Where you walk into a building and you see a dude and a chick, and then the dude looks up at you and he feels threatened, so he slowly reaches over and grabs his girl hand. That's called handcuffing. And that doesn't have anything to do with the chick. It has everything to do with his own insecurities. You feel what I'm saying? You cannot be, look, check this out. And I got to say this to all of you dudes. All of you dudes that follow Fresh and Fit, that obviously don't come from a background of getting women and shit. Here's the problem. You want bad bitches, right? Guess what? If you get a bad bitch, everybody's going to want your chick. Now, everybody's going to want your chick. Remember that song by D'Angelo, Lady? What did he say? He said, every guy in the parking lot wants to rob me of my girl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The only question is, can they do it? If you that dude, they can't do it. That's the point.
Yes.
Studio.
Because what's going to happen is she's going to recognize that insecurity in you, and she's going to realize you ain't that dude that you're trying to portray yourself to be.
She knew he wasn't a dude in the beginning. Go ahead and reach yourself, Angry Man. We got some calls real quick so don't, we don't get it. Excuse me, echo. We'll continue with the Myron thing. Let's bring in 352, then 330. 352, what's your question, brother? What's up? 352 going once. 352 going twice. All right, next call. Area code 330. What's your question, sir? How can we help you?
Salute, Steve. Salute, Angry Man. I was going to ask you guys if you knew the history behind Rolo Tomato and Myron No Gains.
Well, it's not a thing about history. It's a thing that he doesn't even use his real name. His name comes from a L.A. Confidential movie. But the thing is that a lot of these guys come from these PUA communities, and they're just trying to scare people into using tactics. So, yeah, we don't need a history lesson, but we know that they don't have game. See, motherfuckers that got game can recognize people who don't have game, sir. But what would you want to say, sir?
I was just going to say, when it comes down to the game, that's that intrinsic differentiation from the next sin. What you mentioned about a mindset and a mouthpiece, those two come intrinsically. You want to have to do better for yourself because that mouthpiece is what sells you to the world, not just women. But one thing I did want to touch on was Rolo actually plagiarized back in the day before he ever wrote that book full of, you know, nonsensical bullshit, logical fallacies. He plagiarized the Ask Men forums and the Red Pill Reddit forums. He twisted the message that was on there. It was pretty much men just putting their diary out there of their experiences with women. He took that information, subverted it, and then he came out with this Rolo pill. And all that you see right now on the YouTube space is basically not the red pill, because, you know, the red pill came from the Matrix. That's pretty much being aware to the system and all the, you know, all the parts that it wants to pretty much bring you down systematically. He took this red pill, put the Rolo pill, and that's basically hating women. So Myron, he's a ex-fed. He was a snitch for human traffickers. So this guy was literally working with human traffickers. He was friends with human traffickers, and he was snitching on human traffickers. So if you're going to take someone who takes the Rolo pill and recites it as if it's the Bible, and then this person who is a known snitch, if you're going to take their voices as validity, you're lost. There's no hope for you.
All right. Well, we'll throw you back in because we got other calls. But Angry Man, Myron is people don't understand he is a fed. You understand that he has a show where he's talking about cases.
I didn't know that.
Oh,
I heard him say that he used to be in law enforcement. But usually when somebody says law enforcement, I think police.
Yeah. You got to look at that. You got to look at it. I'll see that information, brother. I'll say that. Matter of fact, I know you've seen the picture with him in bed with that dude hugged up on that guy, right? You saw that one, right?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff going on with these guys. But, hey, 330, we want to say thank you. Let's grab a few calls because we got to have to continue this thing real quick. We'll bring in, let me bring in 352, then 816. 352, what's your question, brother? What's up? 352 going once, 352 going twice. We're going to hang up on you again, man. You got to fucking open your mouth when we bring you in. Air code 816, what's your question? How can we help you?
Thanks for all the help. You know, I'm 22 years old, and listen, I used to struggle, but just like Angry Man said, hey, we defy the odds, you know, and it's a lot of progress. I just want to thank you guys that I'm never going to turn out like none of them dumbasses over there. See y'all, and y'all have a good day.
All right. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. All right, let's get back into it, guys. Guys, listen to this. We're showing y'all something. We're showing y'all some information. Angry Man, you can unmute. I'll mute, and we'll go. We'll play. Here we go. Let's bring it in. Here we go.
You know the analogy you're trying to make. I own that car. I don't own my partner in a relationship, though. I don't own them.
Again. Answer the question. How would that make you feel?
Well, obviously, I wouldn't be okay with that.
Okay, thank you. That's exactly how men feel when their women post sexy photos of themselves on the internet to advertise to other men because men are territorial with their women. It's been that way since the beginning of time.
You don't own us in a relationship so we can post what we want. If you have an insecurity with that, that's on you.
Finish.
Let me finish.
I'm letting you finish, but every time I let you finish...
You're literally cutting me off right now.
Yeah, like, I know. Okay, go.
Yeah,
go.
You are cutting me off.
Go. What are you laughing at?
No, I'm laughing because you're not letting me finish. So my point
I
is
did.
This. My point is simply this. Men, that's how men view relationships with women. They might not admit this, but men are territorial with their women. This is why women that are promiscuous have a very difficult time getting men to commit to them, because men don't want to be with women that other men have been with, or they don't.
All right, real quick. Steve Nelson, let me say something to your bitch ass. This ain't gossip. This is trying to educate you dumb fuckers. Because you dumb fuckers are the ones that are terrorizing women because of these motherfuckers, you motherfucker. So shut your fucking ass up or get the fuck out.
Steve,
go ahead, Angry Man.
But Steve Nelson, you're doing the same thing. Because what me and Steve are talking about is our standards, our rules, our codes. And what you're doing is you're coming in here talking shit to us about our standards, rules, and codes. So you're literally doing the same exact thing. So how are you going to come in here and complain that we're doing that which you are doing, my friend?
Jesus Christ. All right. So here's the thing, Angry Man. It said that, okay, guys, now this is the lie. Okay. So you guys don't want women who are with other men, right? But yet every day you walk around and you see women who have been with other men and you still trying to fuck them. hey, but yeah, but wait. Here's the hypocrisy of everything. On one hand, Angry Man, they listen to these red pill places and all these goofy ass motherfuckers and shit that tell them to get a one night lay, a one night stand. But yet, then you want to talk shit about the woman that gives the pussy up the first night. You want to call her a slut. But yet, on the other hand, you want to get her over your house as fast as you can. But yet you want to talk shit about her for giving you the pussy, Angry Man. This doesn't make no sense.
It's goofy shit because, first of all, you're not going to find a chick that no dude wants. If you find a chick that's bad, 9 times out of 10, the majority of the population of men are going to want that chick. That's just the reality of what we live in. If you go get a super bad chick that you guys consider to be a dime, every dude that you encounter is going to want your chick. And there is no amount of rules, handcuffing, or whatever the hell that you think you're going to do that's going to stop them dudes from desiring that chick. What's going to keep that chick is whether or not you're better than those dudes. That's all it boils down to. See, the problem is, it ain't about, this is the problem, and this is what annoys me about this shit. It is not about getting a chick and then giving her a laundry list of rules so that you can guarantee she never leaves you, okay? Number one, first and foremost, if you a real G about your shit, you don't give a fuck if she leave no way. Sometimes they look better going than they do come.
Exactly,
okay?
Yes.
Number two, you don't give a shit about how many other dudes want your chick, because if you're better than those other dudes, they can't get your chick. You're not in competition with some sort of fucking concepts or rules. You're in competition with the other dudes.
Why do guys get mad because women want to fuck? Listen, I'm sorry. I don't make the rules. But I think the problem is you're not mad that these women are out here fucking. You're mad because they ain't fucking you.
Fucking you.
Exactly. Right.
Exactly. And once they start fucking you, you want them to never want to fuck anybody else. But guess what? You know how you do that? You do that by laying pipe like Super Mario. That's how you do that.
Yeah, you beat that motherfucking monkey meat up, but y'all guys can't fuck because you, can I put the tip in right now? Is it okay if I kiss you right now?
And you know what? You know what? They're lucky. I'm going to tell you right now, all you dudes that do all that complaining, you're lucky, because you have yet to see one of these women that you niggas, you dudes be trying to hit with this, with all of these damn talking points. One day, there's going to come a woman. I don't know who it's going to be. But one day, this woman is going to drop a bomb on y'all, and it's going to shut all of you up. One day, one of these women going to get up here, and she's going to say, did you ever think maybe the reason you having so much trouble is because you got weak dick game? Yeah. I ain't seen a woman do it yet.
You know what, Ingram? I mean,
it happened.
Yeah, but why would a woman want 3 minutes? Why would a woman want a guy that wants a Netflix and chill and he on the other side of the couch with you? Well, what you do for a living? And why would a woman want a motherfucker that, what, you kiss her one time on her neck, and then you barely put your lips on her nipple, and then you spit between her legs and you think you fucking? What?
Let me say this. When you deep off in that thing, right? to all you surface dwellers. When you deep off in that thing, right? One, she's supposed to be halfway running away, trying to get away from it. That's one. Two, she's supposed to be looking at you with this look of confusion on her face, like, where the fuck did you come from?
Why'd you do that to me? Right.
What planet did you come from? It's a combination. I'm going to tell you what the look looks like. These are the emotions she looks like she's going through. It looks like she's going through confusion, excitement, desire,
yes,
and anger at the same damn time.
Yeah, yeah.
You feel me?
Oh,
and by the time you finished, she should have trouble walking.
Hey, now in trouble walking, she should be looking for some water because she ain't getting all the juice out. And then she was going to go, sometimes they go into the bathroom and turn the water on. You hear this. Are they on the bed like this rocking? Or they just look at you. They look at you. But hey, for you guys, wow. you surface dwellers, they look at you like, is that it? my pussy ain't even get wet. Wait, what happened? Is that it? This is all this is for? You've been bugging me? I got a wet spot. It's only been 2 minutes and 53 seconds? This is all I get? Come on, man. Y'all ain't fucking. And y'all don't know how to fuck. And the reason you don't know how to fuck, you're mad because they like to fuck. Women love to fuck, but how do you not want to pleasure a woman and make her come? My God damn.
Hey, read that super chat, bro. Put that super chat on the screen, bro. That's some real shit. Look, he said, Fresh and Fit don't believe women should get orgasms if you're a real alpha man. We not the same type of men. Now, look, here's the thing, and I don't know if he means we're not the same type of men as in...
Like them.
I don't know if that's...
I think, like,
if
like
that's
he's saying,
in confirmation
like,
or...
We're not like them.
Yeah, yeah, we're not like them. Yeah, I hope that's what he means, because, bruh, if your woman ain't having 1, 2, 3 orgasms, like, you not doing it right, bruh, and look... If any dude believes that a woman should not get a orgasm or a woman should not get a climax, it's no wonder you can't keep the bitch.
Ain't no, guys, remember when we were in elementary school, head, shoulders, knees, and toes, right? The eyes, the ears. Guys, you do the shoulder, guy, when you get between those legs, you lock that shit in. You lock it in. You lock it in. And they can't get the fuck. Look, the back of your head should be all scraped up and scratched. The wall, you just lock that shit in. But you know what, y'all, my way.
I would never put my mouth on her vagina because somebody told me that I should never do that.
But yeah, you want your dicks up. You see what I'm saying? It just don't make no sense, Angry Man. Jesus Christ. Come on, man. But you know why these ladies are just fucking regular guys? Because the regular dude know The fucking is not the physical with the woman, you dumb motherfuckers. It's the fucking that happens here first. And if you ain't fucking her here first, you ain't fucking her there the right way. But they don't teach that shit over there. They don't know that shit. They never taught you that shit. But hey, Angerman, let's continue. Continue with the video. See what they got to say. Here we go, guys. Let's hit this button here.
Want a girl that has high mileage. That's why when you went to the dealership, you paid full price for that vehicle, brought it back home, and then someone said, hey, I want to still be able to see it or whatever. You had a point of contention with that. Why? Because you paid full price for the vehicle, and you feel like you're getting used and abused when you put all the money down. That's how men view relationships and marriage with women. If I'm going to give you my last name, you cannot go out there and embarrass me. Men and women are not the same
and
when it comes to relationships.
Can I now say something?
I just got to say this real quick, and we'll get back to it. There's a word, gentlemen, called finesse. If you tell a woman, if you refer to a woman being with multiple men as high mileage, her brain is going to shut down emotionally because she's going to be pissed, and she's not going to hear anything you said after that. If you say high mileage, she's going to be like, high mileage? And everything you say after that, she ain't going to hear that shit.
Well,
because, yeah, I just had to put that out.
Well, no, because of the judgment. And I want to say this to you guys. See, the thing that you don't understand is that you want to, why do you want to judge a woman that chooses to do what the fuck she wants to do? If you don't like
it. Exactly.
But here's the thing. Unless she's a porn star where you can count every fucking guy that she's been with, brother, you will learn how many licks it takes to get to a Tootsie Roll Pop before you ever actually learn how many dicks a woman has actually had. You're never going to know. But the thing that y'all do is, because she's got a fan base, she's not fucking all those guys. She's got all those guys financing whatever the fuck she wants. Doesn't mean she fucking.
Look, The Weeknd, in one of his songs, he said, don't be mad, let her get hers. Don't be mad, let her get her. She made her own luck. She don't give a fuck. She trying to have fun, take a break from the love. Okay? You can't keep judging these women. Look, these women have waited a long time to be able to enjoy sex without feeling like they are tramps and hoes and stuff. Man, look. There is a limit to it. I don't condone women just being extra goofy with it, but you can't be getting mad at chicks because they like the fuck. Like, what kind of fucked up goofy ass shit is that? You should like the fact that they like the fuck.
This is what I understand. If you have game, why do you care? I mean, if you actually think about it, Angry Man, you and I talked about this. You don't tell a woman what she can and can't do. You show a woman what it is without you, and I bet you when she realizes what she has in you, she will stop it if she sees something in you that's worth stopping for. Go ahead.
If you're the type of dude that has certain standards that you live by, that you operate by, that you function by, she's going to know that because she pays attention to you. And if she wants to continue to be with you, she's not going to do something that she thinks disrespects you. The only way she's going to disrespect you is if she didn't have no respect for your ass in the first place. If she didn't really want to fuck with you like that in the first place. I was on the Lapeef Network and they was talking about money and they were saying that money could buy submission. I said, no, money doesn't buy submission. Money buys cooperation.
Mm.
Submission is voluntary.
Yes.
Submission is given without you having to ask for it. It's given because you're the type of dude that's worth submitting to.
Yes, absolutely. And that's the key word, worth submitting to. But you can't submit to somebody that you're taught to hate. What has the woman done that is so bad that you created? Now we see a lot of people in those red pill cults and shit. What they do is they always talk about the fucked up shit women do. But let's talk on it. Let's think about it, Angry Man. You were the one that saw her. You were the one that stopped her. She was minding her own fucking business. You were the one that was using pickup lines and gimmicks because you didn't know how to fucking talk yourself. You were the one that begged for her number. And then when you got on the phone with the fucking woman, you were the one asking her all them dumbass interviewing questions. And then when she told you that I'm not interested in you, what did you do? Did you walk away and say, no, no. You started begging for the pussy. No, come on. Let me take you out to dinner, baby. Baby, please, mama, baby, baby. Baby, come on. I'll buy you some shrimp and lobster. Come on, girl. Come on, baby. Or she told you she wasn't interested in you and you kept texting her. You kept bugging her. You kept running behind her. She didn't do anything. She still told you she's not interested in you. But yet you bug her enough and she goes out to dinner with you. She sits there wondering when this shit's going to be over. Worst time of her life. And you just sitting there. Well, the place just looks extraordinary and everything. Wow. And you actually think that she's interested in you? And then when she finds another motherfucker, you want to get mad at her when you already knew she didn't want your fucking ass from Jump Street. But yet, how is it her fault when everything is you fucking up, angry man?
Yeah. I'm not gonna go to the store and buy an apple and then be mad it's not a pineapple.
Switch out.
You don't get no pussy. That's why your Johnson is drier than the Sahara Desert. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. You're frustrated why you're not fucking, but the frustration you're putting is on the woman. How is it her fault that you're not fucking when they're giving up the pussy faster? So it's not them. But when you sit around and blame women for everything that's wrong in your life, everything is the woman's fault, Angry Man, everything. If the lights don't work, it's the woman's fault. If your car breaks down, they got you motherfuckers thinking that they are the scourge of the earth. But here's the crazy thing, Angry Man, real quick. If women are so bad, like they say they are, then why are you trying to fuck them? If they're so terrible, why would you create places like Red Pill Spaces for them? If they're so bad, why would you create words like hypergamy and high value and no fap? If women are so terrible, why are you doing all the shit you can to talk about the shit you actually want to fuck, Angry Man?
Well, here's the thing, and I agree with you on that because that kind of confuses me too. If the concept of dealing with women is so aggravating and so nerve-wracking and it's just so horrible. Because, you know, they come, these red pill dudes come in these spaces and they'll get mad at you if you're married. They'll get mad at you if you're in a relationship. They'll get mad at you for getting pussy, which is what they're trying to do. And it's like, dude, if y'all don't want women, then why not take a vow of celibacy and be a monk? It ain't like there aren't men that haven't done that before. Shaolin monks, Buddhist monks, Tibetan monks, they take a vow of celibacy, right? For other reasons, but if you don't want to deal with women, don't deal with women. Me personally, I don't want to live in a damn world that ain't got no damn women. The fuck? You feel what I'm saying? I like when I get ready to go to sleep. I get in the bed next to something soft, smelling good, looking good. You feel what I'm saying?
Coming out the shower all drippy wet, just putting on the lotion on their body. Mm-hmm. How do you guys not love the thrill? Even if they're not next to you, there's nothing like the thrill of the hunt, dog. There's nothing like seeing that woman and just, oh, man. But there's something that's missing in you that feels like that these women are just scores of the earth. They're just terrible. They're awful. They're not, guys, let me say something to all you fresh and fit and red pill guys. I'm not here to hurt your feelings, but I got to be honest with you. These women aren't even thinking about you. They're thinking more about a pebble on the beach than they are of you. So when you're having your cuddle parties and your circle jerks, okay, and all you're doing is talking about women and shit, and then you go to the gym and start, you know, pandering after one, whatever. The women are not thinking about, they don't, They're not thinking about you. Y'all actually think these women really care about losers hanging out with other losers, falling in love with other losers' words, trying to cuddle up to other men? Women don't like that shit.
And you know what they say when they see you doing that shit? The first thing that pops in their head is, oh, that motherfucker mad because he can't get no pussy. That's the first thing that pops in their head. He mad because he ain't getting none.
He ain't fucking. Man,
And you know how I know? You know how I know? Because when I was a teenager, unlike you, I dealt with women. And I remember women telling guys that got, because you guys are not the first guys to do this. This is just the first time you've been able to congregate together. There was always guys in school that was socially awkward, didn't know how to talk to women, or if one woman didn't want to be with them, they got mad in their feelings about the shit instead of moving on. And you know what the chicks would say about that dude? They say he's a loser.
Yes.
They say he's mad because he's not getting any pussy. And see, this is what you got to realize. She's not saying you're a loser because you're a man. She's saying you're a loser because the first time you struck out, you fucking threw the bat on the ground and walked off the fucking field and cursed everybody else out because you didn't hit a home run. Women don't like dudes like that. Women like dudes that keep swinging the bat. Women like dudes that eventually hit a fucking home run because they want to be with a winner.
You know what, Angry Man? I say this before we play the clip. I told everybody yesterday, and I figured it all out. I told all the guys out there that if you look at 99% of your life, you're in control. I mean, you can pick up a remote control. You can make yourself a bowl of cereal. You don't think you don't judge the milk. You don't say the hypergamous nature of the milk or the high value of the bowl or and all that other stuff that you've done because you're in control of 99% of your life. The reason why you're not in control of that 1% when it comes to women is because you're listening to motherfuckers trying to tell you how to be something that you fucking ain't. And that's why you're losing with women. You're in control of 99% of your life. But that 1% when it comes to women, guys, and let me say to guys, please quote me on this. If your pussy is tighter than hers, she is not going to fuck with you. I'm going to say it again. If your pussy is tighter than hers, meaning that you're emotional, you're whining and crying. Do you guys understand how women work nowadays? When you're online, they'll look at you online. And if you say anything about single mothers or women, or they got this sisterhood. I keep telling you, Angry Man, it's this sisterhood. Even though our moms are in that fucking sisterhood.
Yeah.
They've got a sisterhood that they love each other and they look out for each other. So if you say anything mean or derogatory towards another woman, they ain't going to fuck with you. I'm telling you.
It's not only that they pass that around, but in addition to that, women have evolved over the years into these creatures that can basically read your body language. And they have to be able to read your body language because when a woman goes out, I've told guys this numerous times, when a woman goes out, the prospect of her dealing with guys can potentially be dangerous for her. So she has to be able to assess whether or not you're a dude that's a normal guy or some kind of psycho like freaking Jeffrey Dahmer or something like that. And what happens is when you're walking around with all of this red pill shit, this red pill rage in your head, And you got all these opinions about women and shit, it doesn't matter what you say to her. It doesn't matter if you're polite.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if you're cordial. She's going to pick up on your body language that you got some sort of animosity towards her. That's going to send off red flags in her head, and she's going to be like, whoa, let me not deal with this guy. She doesn't know what you're upset about, but all she knows is whatever it is, it can't be good for her. And I told you guys this. If you want to be able to deal with women, you have to accept the fact that women have a particular nature. They operate a certain way. But if you operate a certain way, you will win with them.
Yes. Oh,
but
yes.
You got to get off. You got to get the fuck out of your own way.
Right.
And get this petty shit out of your damn head, man.
Oh, yeah. And last thing, these women, hey, they have game. They have. Hey, listen, guys, I'm telling you. Just like how Angry Man and I, we hear you call, we can tell you your story. These women know, these motherfucking women not only know your story, but they already know where you're going to place you. This motherfucker going to be driving me around. That's my chauffeur. Oh, that guy wants to buy me a drink? Oh, well, guess what? You're going to be my shoulder to cry on. You motherfucker going to be my bank. You're going to be my bitch. You're going to be the one putting on my Christmas lights and my Halloween lights. Oh, you're going to be my Mr. Fix-It. I mean, you and y'all motherfuckers don't even see it. And they just blank it because women are smart enough to play stupid, you dumb motherfuckers. They know, listen, since elementary school, that one day when they ran home to mommy, mommy, why is little Johnny or whatever, why did he give me a balloon? Why did he give me a piece of candy? Why did he give me a piece of flour? Why did he throw a spitball at me? You know what mommy said, baby, come here. You know what? Little Timmy and Johnny little like it. But why, mom? I don't understand. Oh, because they just want something from you. And from elementary school, they've been gaming their asses up. Because remember, they've been trying a little bit faster. They've been gaming their ass up. So when they get to high school, you know how that shit go? The ninth grade girls with the 10th grade boys. 10th grade girls, 11th grade boys. 11th grade girls are with the 12th or the college boys. And the 12th grade girls are with the college dudes. While you motherfuckers still, well, let's play with our little Tonka Choy and let's keep it going. And all they doing is they gaming themselves up, getting ready for motherfuckers like you. So then when they meet you, of course they're going to play stupid because they've already got you in checkmate and you don't even fucking see it. And again, you can't, listen, you can't, hey, Angry Man, we can't hate it from this. This is the beauty of the game. That's what's beautiful about it, guys. That's the beauty. Because when she meets us, oh, it's a whole different ball game, Angry Man. You know, real quick, Angry Man, like you, I tell y'all guys, like when you get in bed with him and shit and she got another man and shit, she's like, oh, Angry Man, you know, Angry Man, you just, oh, wait, oh, my phone's ringing. Hold on. Oh, hold on, Angry Man. What the fuck you want? I not tell your fucking ass not to bother me? Leave me the fuck alone, goddamn. Okay. All right, we'll go out. Okay. I'm sorry, baby. That's how they are, man.
Real shit. But they've seen, but look, here's the funny thing. Dudes have seen women defer to me on panels. Dudes have seen me get into heated debates with women, and then by the end of the debate, they be like, you know what, Angry Man, you all right.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's because of my vibe. It's not that I never disagree with women. I do. But I disagree differently than you guys do.
Absolutely.
There's a legitimate reason for my disagreement. You feel what I'm saying? And it damn sure ain't got nothing to do with the fact that she ain't giving me no pussy. It ain't got shit to do with that. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
All right. They don't get it.
Yeah, we got two calls to great. We're going to play the clips real quick. Let's grab 301 and 347. 301, what's your question real quick, brother? What's up?
Hello?
All right, 301, going. Yes, what's your question? What's up?
Hey, I just want to know where was this energy when Angry Man was trying to get on the show.
Okay, wait, hold on. Let me ask you a question. Can I ask you a question before I answer?
Wait a minute. Let me address that nigga.
All right, go ahead and address him. I'll get him after you.
Let me address. Was you watching that day?
Yeah, I was.
Okay, what did Fresh say? What did Fresh call me?
I remember Myron said, I don't know. I remember Myron said he doesn't know you, and Fresh said he knows you. He said
I know you was going to remember that. I know you was going to remember that, and that doesn't bother me because I didn't think Myron or Fresh knew me. But I'm going to ask you again. What did Fresh say about me?
Well, you tell me.
No. He's asking you.
Notice he heard Myron when Myron said he didn't know who I was, but he didn't hear Fresh call me a legend.
So
notice that. See what I mean? So you're already coming onto the phone call disingenuously. Let me explain something to you, bro. Let me explain something to you. These spaces in here, I predate a lot of these guys. There's a word, it's called seniority. I can critique any motherfucker in this damn space. You understand that?
I mean, but how come you didn't critique him when he was in the...
Wait, my turn. Wait, you ask a question, now it's my turn to ask you a question, then we'll get to your question. Why don't you tell me
how you...
He did answer your fucking question. If you listen, Dweller. Now, wait. Now, hold on. Wait. Now it's my turn. Tell me how you talk to a woman.
You want me to talk to you like I talk to a woman? That's fucking gay.
How do you talk to women? Well, no, tell us how you talk to women. Let us know how. Let me know your experience level. How do you talk to women? How do you approach a woman? Tell me.
Are you going to answer my question first? You going to answer my question first? You trying to dance around?
Okay, anyway, air code 347. I gave him a chance. He didn't answer. 347, what's your question, brother? How can we help you?
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, yes. How you doing? Oh, it's a lady. What's going on?
A lady?
It's a lady.
Hi, I'm Rogue Nerd in the chat.
Yo.
Yeah, I was just calling in. Hey, I was just calling in to say that I agree with everything that you guys have been saying. And I wanted, like, the guys to hear from a female that what you guys are saying is correct. Like, first off, the way that the whole red pill community moves, we definitely talk to each other, and you guys are creepy. And we stay far away from you on purpose, and we tell each other who the creepy ones are. So, like we could tell that you're creepy and that you're angry or whatever you got going on, and we try to stay far away. And then also, sorry, I'm a little flustered. But also, when you're talking about, huh?
No, you're good. You got it. You're good. You're good.
But also, when you were talking about, like, how the you know, having a good mouthpiece and how making a girl, like, smile and laugh and stuff like that, like, of course, that is what we were looking for. Like, first of all, if you're talking about a girl and money and stuff, you're looking in the wrong place in the first place. Why are you approaching the girl with your money and then getting upset that she's, like, talking about your money? Your math ain't mathing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're supposed to be, like, getting personality and, like, getting to know each other and, like, fucking vibing, you know? Like, that money shit is only going to go so far. Like, what if you didn't have the money? Then the bitch is gone, you know? And then all of the shit that they talk about in the first place, as a female, I find, like, the stuff that they talk about to be emotionally abusive. And it definitely doesn't make my pussy wet. Like, it doesn't make wet pussy, you know? So... anybody who's talking like how they're talking, we take that as emotional abuse. And, like, we're not going to stick around for that bullshit. Like, he thinks he's, like, high value. Like, he doesn't even make bitches come. So it's just,
Let me ask you a question. Tell us how it is. Let me be honest with us. Tell us the average conversation with a surface dweller. What are the interviewing questions that you get on a daily basis from an average motherfucker? What do they always ask as far as interviewing questions?
Okay, well, one that I get, which, don't get me wrong, to some extent, I think that it's an understandable question because, like, that's the trick. A lot of these things have, like, a kernel of truth, so that's what they, like, monopolize on, you know? But one of the questions that I'll get is, like, oh, do you have kids? Which I do, and I'll say yeah. And then they'll be like, oh, well, I'm not interested. And I'm just like, but you weren't invited. Like, you weren't even invited to the party. That's, like, it's giving off the vibe of, like, oh, by the way, that party that you're having, yeah, I'm not going. And it's like, you weren't invited to the pussy party anyway. What the fuck? Where are you coming from?
You didn't. But when he asked you that question, previous to that, you hadn't even asked him to be your kid's daddy, right?
Exactly.
Oh, no, not. I hadn't even given any signals that I was interested. So, like, we weren't even, like, vibing on that way in the first place, let alone getting an invitation to the pussy party. You know what I'm saying? So.
But here's the thing.
Very.
Well, here's the thing. Who said, and this is where y'all guys got wrong about single mothers, who said that she wants to introduce you to her fucking kids anyway? I mean,
exactly. Oh, and that's another thing. I don't allow any guys around my children, so what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, so this is, like, more you weird. And her getting together. Yeah. So we hear you. All right. Well, I want to say thank you. I wish I would have answered you first before we brought in that other guy that called in.
Because other dude is stupid because, like, as content creators, you want to go on different platforms. I do content too, so I understand that. Not to mention that if you go on somebody's platform, it doesn't mean that you agree with and challenge them on their ideas. Like, we're not dumb.
Yeah, but
exactly.
Yeah, we're not here to challenge what they are because they are allowed to say what they want to say.
No,
it's just that with this
no, of course,
young
but if
guys,
you hold a different awful. Opinion. Oh, yeah. I just
yeah.
mean, like, if you hold a
yeah,
different just, opinion, then you present your opinion and they present their opinion and you have a conversation. But they're afraid
yeah,
to
but
be
see,
challenged
the
because
thing,
they don't hold
the
any...
Well, here's the thing, and this is why y'all are encountering dudes that are problematic. These guys, they don't even understand the concept of business. They don't even understand that concept. If I'm going on Fresh and Fit show, I'm not going up there to be their friend. I'm going up there for business purposes. But these guys, they don't get that. It's just sad.
But that's the thing.
I think they do bad business in general, so...
Well, yeah, it's here nor there what they do, but no, absolutely. But no, we want to say thank you. No, hey, look what I do. I'm going to mute you because if somebody else call in that talks shit, we're going to open you up and we're going to see if they're going to talk to you. So just hang tight. We'll keep
okay.
you in there because we got to continue.
Okay.
We got to continue playing this. But if anybody call in talking shit to Angry Man, we're going to open our queue up and let's see you talk to a girl since you know all and be all, motherfucker. So, yeah, we got a woman on standby, all you red pill motherfuckers that want to talk shit. Come on in and talk to a girl. All right, here we go. Hold on. Let's get into the clip now. Let's get back to the clip. And here we go, guys. Here we go. Let's play this. Here we go.
Sometimes feel the same way. We could be in a relationship with a man who's gorgeous and he's posting shirtless tops on Instagram and we feel like, oh, that, you know, that's the thing, right? You're wanting attention. So why is it different? You just think it's okay for a guy to do it, but not okay for a girl to do it because you're territorial. We can be territorial too, but it goes back to my point.
Oh, the worst thing is a territorial woman.
But my point is that you just don't own someone. Like, your analogy about the car is way off because that is something I've paid for and I own. In a relationship, I don't pay for it and I don't own the person.
Here's the thing. You're letting your feelings, right, get in the way of understanding.
I'm not. I'm thinking rationally. I'm really not.
Can I please finish my point?
You love saying that. You say that. That's a really, really a passive aggressive way of having a conversation. Not really, because I see what you're doing. I see right through it, but go ahead.
Here's the thing. I'm explaining to you how men view relationships. You might not like it. It might hurt your feelings. You might say, I'm not a piece of property or whatever, but with all due respect, f*** your feelings. This is
your feelings. I don't care about your feelings either. You're actually misogynistic and egotistical, and it's a kind of a concern the way you view relationships, like you have ownership of women. Yeah, that's kind of how it's coming across.
When do we say we own women?
Yeah, when do we say
that? Like, if I'm going to give you my last name and I'm going to...
Honestly, our standards are this. If you want to comply, you can. If you don't want to, you don't have to.
And remember, we're talking about a committed relationship with a man. So if you put pictures like that on the internet, that's fine. You can do it. We never said you can't do it. You're putting words in our mouth. Mm-hmm. I'm simply saying, if I'm going to commit to you, give you marriage, give you a title, give you a ring, give you children, I expect a certain type of woman. Why is it that when men have standards,
she's giving you all those
always,
things?
Yeah,
exactly.
No,
I love it how it's
she's
just
giving
them
you
giving,
women.
You're giving it to us.
Let me finish.
We
Let me finish.
Be so thankful.
Let me finish. When a man gives a woman, because here's the thing, women control sex, men control relationships. So since I am the gatekeeper to relationships, you want to take my last name. Last time I checked, girls want to walk down the aisle in a white dress with their father leading them, correct? To a man. Women are the ones that want security in the marriage. So if
butchering
I'm a man...
that talking point, bro. He's butchering that shit. Oh, my God. He's butchering that shit. There's a humongous difference between being... Women are usually the ones that initiate the dating thing by accepting the fact that you're dating me. And then guys initiate the relationship thing. But initiating and controlling, that's two different words. It's like they use the worst words that give them the ammunition to debunk the shit. It's like, bro, what are you talking about? Oh, my God. Butchered it.
and I'm going to give you that. I need to vet you and make sure that you are a good candidate to be my wife.
Oh, my God.
My
I want to vomit listening to what you're saying.
Pause for a second, Steve. I'm going to tell you the truth. I find it really interesting considering what the guy came up here and said. He said, I heard Myron say he didn't know you. I find it interesting. I think that might have been Cap. Because how would Fresh know who I am, but Myron doesn't? But you know what's interesting? I had a video last summer where I roasted the shit out of Myron. That might be the reason why he said he didn't know who I was. So I just got to throw that out there.
All right, let's get, here we go.
First of all, do you live in the 1960s? Women are making their own money these days, my friend. I am the one that supports the man in a relationship. I don't need security from a man.
That might be you.
And that's
but most
a lot
of
women.
Their men.
Jumping in on Jackie's side here.
Hang on, here's Palestine. She's wild. She's from Palestine. Don't muck with her. You're Molotov.
Just so you know, I post bikini shots on my Instagram, and I'm engaged, and my partner is totally secure with that. You guys are full of shit.
You're a bit of a thirsty bitch, though, right? On there when you're doing. Who do you want attention from when you're doing that?
I know. We can do it, guys.
We can do it when we want. We're still gonna get proposed to, dickhead.
There's no need to be nasty, girls.
I'm not being nasty. I just think your views are really antiquated.
Here's the thing. Again, like I said,
Let me say something else, too. To Young Jay. Young Jay said Myron and Fresh came from two different sectors. But guess what? I had a conversation with Jap. Jap said he knew Myron and Myron knew him before Myron blew up. How the fuck would Myron know Jap as tight as me and Jap was back in the day but not know me? See, I'm starting to get to the point where I'm thinking that a lot of dudes be pretending they don't fucking know me.
It's like what J. Cole said, you know, J. Cole the rapper. A lot of motherfuckers that don't have game don't want real motherfuckers around them because it makes them look bad, dog. You just got to think about this. A lot of, if you think about it, they make little smart moves. They don't want real ones on there because the real ones are going to debunk all that silly shit because they can't say women are bad, women, female nature, and all the other shit because men don't talk that way, man.
Yeah, but so, see, my thing is this, and you did something. Look, me and Steve had a conversation behind the scenes. I ain't going to say what the conversation was, but I was upset because I felt like dudes were behind the scenes trying to blackball me to keep me off of platforms and stuff. And you know what Steve the Dean said to me? He said, fuck all of them, bro. You the angry man.
It's true.
And he had to remind me of all the work I done put in. So for all you little haters that come running in talking about, oh, you mad because you ain't on the show. Fuck you from the bottom of my nutsack. Real shit.
Yeah, let's go. All right, Rogue, we'll probably give you a second, Rogue. Let me play this. We'll bring you in 1 second. Hold on, Rogue.
Relationships, this is how men
not
generally
all men.
Feel.
Not all men.
Well, you're gay, Brooklyn. Well, you stick to your own
lane. Men don't. Kyle, you don't. Speak up, Kyle.
Can I finish my point here?
Like, I'm not allowed. We're never allowed to talk in this interview, it feels.
Here's the thing. You guys asked us to come on your show. We're answering the questions, and you guys are not letting us answer the questions. You're just cutting us off and shaming us. I'm simply telling you how men feel about giving their commitment away to women. You don't like the answer, but I'm telling you how men generally think. It's just that they can't say this because look at how you guys responded to what I told you. Mm. Shame, guilt, insults, trying to attack our masculinity, whatever it may be. Men can't be honest with women because you guys can't accept the truth.
It's a debate. It's your opinion. That's my opinion.
And going back to what you're saying. You're saying you don't like care. Like, oh, I could provide my own money, my own security. Congratulations. That's great. But regardless, when women make a certain amount of money, they still want a man that makes more money than they do.
Oh, my God. I got to stop that as an ex-gigolo. Listen, let me tell you something. See, here's the thing. He's trying to define a man, and that motherfucker's nuts haven't even dropped from his stomach. And let me explain what I mean by that. I hate how young motherfuckers who have never even went outside their house or ever seen the world to define what a fucking man is, and you ain't even get your motherfucking nuts wet yet enough to know what manhood is about. He's not talking for men because he's not a man. Because a man doesn't call himself a pill. A man doesn't follow other motherfuckers. A man doesn't complain about women. Men don't do that shit. And all you're saying, and here's the next thing real quick, Angry Man. All of a sudden, because she makes money, well, fuck, okay, she's educated. So fucking what? Doesn't mean that she wants someone better or someone that makes more money. She's using that as an excuse to cut most of you motherfuckers out of their lives. Women, listen, if you could be living in a cardboard box. Get that pussy wet and you stand on what the fuck you are, doesn't matter how much money you make. They going to rock with you and not even judge you for what the fuck you make, Angry Man.
Yeah, and look, here's my thing. You dudes that are fresh and fit fans, you can be the fans of whatever channel you want to watch. Fresh and Fit is not the first dudes I've critiqued, not the first dude Steve critiqued. It ain't going to be the last, okay? So I need you to get out of your feces because if you keep fucking around, I'm going to drop a bombshell. Matter of fact, you know what? Fuck it. Let me say it.
Oh, shit.
The reason why Fresh and Fit channel blew the fuck up is because every night they got a slew of bitches on that show.
There you go.
And you motherfuckers are so goddamn thirsty that they're providing you with two things you need. One, they're providing you with a slew of ass candy that you can sit over there and pine over and probably beat your little meat all over your damn keyboard and your baby nuts. And then at the same time, they're berating the bitches, so you get two for one. Let's stop sitting here pretending like we don't know why that show blew the fuck up. So cut it the fuck out. That's the problem. There's too many of you fucking incel bitches out here. That's the problem.
Here's the thing, Angry Man, and if y'all do your homework, y'all don't understand how this even came. Like I told you guys, the reason I can say what I can say is because I was there 3 years ago when he was a nothing and a nobody sitting in the crowd listening to all of us talk game. Sitting next to another guy that learned how to market very well. And the marketing was simple. Follow the breadcrumbs. Don't believe me, just follow the breadcrumbs. What he did is he got himself near Rolo Tomasi and those other bunch of goofy motherfuckers. If you just watch it. And all he did was he didn't do any work. He just grabbed from that bald-headed motherfucker that drives cars that ain't got no game. He was about Rolo Tomasi who ain't got no game. And all he was doing was a mimicking and a parody. If you don't believe me, go watch it yourself. Don't believe me. That's how they did it. There was no hard work, blood, sweat, or tears. It was okay. What y'all don't understand is the algorithm loves anything that has red pill in it. And y'all don't understand how algorithms work and stuff. So anybody can come on and say, I'm a red pill guy or I'm a manosphere this. And they're going to have drive of other people following because, again, like the guy that used to learn how to dress really well, who all of a sudden, because he's yelling at women and putting women down that y'all guys love. The reason why y'all love that guy is because you're upset at every woman for turning you down, and you feel good when somebody tries to tear them down, and that's why you love that motherfucker. You don't love him for the information he gives you because he's not really giving you any information. If you think about it, he's really taking talking points from real men and using it for himself, but we don't want to go there. But he is grabbing other people's talking points.
Disrespect, what it is, I'm sick of the fucking disrespect. I'm sick of the disrespect coming at me. Because the truth of the fucking matter is, damn, still got to echo. The truth of the matter is this. This is the truth. The truth of the matter is I am sick and tired of you motherfuckers coming here talking shit to me. Because Fresh and Fit have a big platform and because Kevin Samuels has a big platform. I built my motherfucking platform off the strength of me sitting in the goddamn car spitting straight fucking game. to watch me, because a lot of times I hear my talking points coming out of their fucking mouths, but they're butchering the shit. They like Tommy Gunn on fucking Rocky. They got the skills from me, but the one thing I can't give them is my motherfucking heart. And if you niggas want to talk that stupid shit to me, this is the challenge. Put me on a panel with any one of them motherfuckers. I dare you.
And
I dare you. You ain't never going to see me on them panels because them niggas don't want it. Them niggas do not want me to steal the fucking show. Talk that motherfucking shit.
And as I even said before, because y'all, O'Shea knows, because O'Shea was the one that gave the transaction. Y'all don't even know before he blew up the guy with the dressing and the glasses that I gave him money just to pay for his broken phone when he wasn't anything. So y'all don't even know what's going on the back scenes. Before, see, y'all think that these guys blow up because they're actually teaching you something. But if you think about it, what they're doing is they're creating a cult-like mentality by showing you guys how to think, not for yourselves, but to think like them. But hold on, I know Rogue wanted to say something real quick before we continue with this thing. Let me grab Rogue real quick. Rogue, oh, wait a second. Hold on, Rogue. Hold on, Rogue. 1 second. 111, what's your question? 111?
Know who that is.
Hello?
Yes, what's your question?
Hello?
Troll.
Hey, oh, no. Hold on, yes.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, because I agree with y'all 100%. But I agree with multiple parts because everybody's trying to sell something. Even if we buy y'all program, y'all trying to sell us how y'all do shit. So it's everybody. That's just what it is. But I agree with both sides. Ain't nobody wrong. They can be right and y'all can be right too.
My issue is not about whether someone trying to sell anything. Everybody has to make a living.
Yes.
Okay, everybody has to make a living. I don't care what Fresh and Fit is trying to sell or what anybody's trying to sell. My issue is with the ideology.
Right.
My issue is with game, the talking points. Because guess what? When dudes give guys the wrong information and they go out here and it blows up in their face, you know who they come to try to get the shit fixed? Motherfuckers like me.
Yeah, caller. Let me ask you a question before you bring it. Rick, caller. You're a grown ass man, right? Right. So are you a pill?
Yeah.
Are you a pill?
No, I ain't no pill, Steve. But this is what I'm finna say to that. It's some truth in that pill. I don't fuck with it.
Because it's too much
complaining and shit like that.
What is the proof? Tell us, what is the truth about that pill that was created based off a movie by two transsexuals? But what is the proof in that pill? What is the truth?
It's created. That's what it's created for, but it ain't even the name, because the name is just the name. You know, they could have called it anything else. That has nothing to do with nothing. It's just the name.
It had everything to do with it, because if that was the case, they wouldn't use it. It had everything to do with it. But even
it
in everything.
A metaphor. That's what I'm
right, but it's a still, but if,
I mean, I ain't
all right, but if they use it, but you said it was true, but if you use it as a metaphor, they even told you themselves at the end of the day, if you really want to be honest, they said it in the fourth installment of the movie, is that here's the thing about feelings that you missed, and he said that they're much easier to control than fucking facts. So what they're telling you is that what you're fucking
true.
Following based off of what the fuck you feel and not what the fuck you know. But you say there's some truths behind what they're saying. Give us a truth. Give us one truth.
The way they think. I mean, you mean to tell me, like, let's just say.
You believe in them, so give us one thing that you agree with then. It's not how they think, because you do understand they're kids.
They're
not grown-ass men. So what do they think? Go ahead. Let's hear it.
Hey, let me say something real quick. I'm not attacking the messenger.
Wait, stop. Let me pause you. Don't say nothing real quick. Just tell us what you agree with. You said you believe in some of that red pill bullshit. Tell me one thing you agree with. That's all I'm asking you. What is the one thing you agree with? Because you follow them. So what do you agree with? That's all I'm asking. What do you agree with?
No. I don't follow them. I never said I did. I stopped watching because they complain too much.
Okay, but you said you agree with some of that pill stuff, the red pill stuff. So what is that about the red pill stuff that you agree with?
Man, I think some of these, I think some of them are delusional. I think some of them want too much. They all want the top guy. Everybody can't be the top guy.
Wait, what is the basis of that information? Have you fucked every woman in the world? Have you seen every woman in the world to make that statement?
No, but I talked to enough of them.
Wait, enough of so enough
day,
is
they
often?
They can just be talking just to talk. You gotta pull back the layers and see if they about what they talk about.
But wait a second.
I'm
maybe they're talking that way. Okay, I know, but sir, listen.
Okay.
Maybe they're
okay.
talking that way to you because you ain't got no fucking game, dog. And you're assuming that they ain't trying to fuck. What makes you think just because they doing that to you, they would do that to myself or an angry man? Just because they're doing it to you.
You just personalized. I'm talking about in general because you don't know whether or not you don't know me. I'm keep
right,
telling
you
that.
But you're saying in general. But, Mike, again, you're saying a woman in general. So, wait. Here's a bit of that question. If she's
okay.
going up, down, left, or right, why do you give a fuck? Why would you care?
I never said I did.
I'm saying,
I'm going to go with what I'm going to go with.
I'm just taking your talking point. I'm just saying, if I throw it to Angry Man, I'm just taking your talking point. Why would you give a fuck if she gets somebody better or stuff? But you just said you believe in those. Okay, I'm just taking the talking point that you're using right now.
Okay.
You're saying some of the women want better or move up or something. Is that what you said, right?
No, that's not what I said. I said that's what they say. They don't mean that that's true. It's
Okay, sir. Let's slow this down. You said you agree with some of that red pill shit. Fuck them. Throw them out of there. Let's take some of this red pill bullshit. Tell me one red pill thing that you agree with.
I can't really tell you because I feel like I've already been telling you.
Here's the problem, bro. When I was in my car in 2015, spitting game, it wasn't red pill in the sense that I called it red pill. You go back and look at the videos, I didn't call it red pill.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because it
wasn't exactly what I'm
saying. A lot of these guys came that they started calling it red pill, right? What they're doing is they're taking the truth and they're attaching it to the red pill. But the truth
Angry Man,
predates.
Real quick, come on now. We are black. If we are black. At the end of the day, they're going to hijack what we do and try to monetize it. That's just all it is.
Whoa, wait. Wait. So then if we all black, then how is it a white guy is coming in and indoctrinating his ideology to them motherfuckers where they are spitting and regurgitating his shit?
Yeah, that's what they're doing. I never said that wasn't what they was doing.
Problematic talking points. Check this out, bro. The problematic talking points comes from the white side of the sphere. It does.
Do you really
sit back and look at it?
Yep. If you look at it. And it's been like that since the seduction community. Hell, it's been like that since Elvis fucking Presley. It's been beyond everything. Listen, and it's no knock on, this is not a racial thing. It's just what the fuck is. People will always go across the street and steal from us and then make it their own and then they sell it. That's just what the fuck it is. But
the game is the game.
Nah, but that's not the game. Because if you got two black men being indoctrinated by a white man that doesn't know any fucking game and he's mimicking the white man's talking points, then what the fuck is that shit? That's not game.
Hey, and you just touched on a good point because that's why I just left that alone. Because at the end of the day, all they complaining. At the end of the day, what you going to do about it? You can't do nothing but get ganged up. That's all you can do.
Nope.
And know how to maneuver.
You're not gamed up if you're listening to somebody that doesn't have any man talking points. Again, if there are white men that have game.
I never said I listened to him.
All right, man. All right, we got to keep going with the show, man. But, okay, is there any other thing you got before we go?
Okay, and this is my last point. Look, I agree with what y'all are doing. All I'm saying is everybody's doing the same thing. Some people just going to pick who they listen to.
No. Okay, brother. Let me just say this last thing. This is not about them.
Okay.
They're allowed. Everybody's allowed to put out what they want. Okay.
True.
As men, we have a responsibility to be able to pass the baton to these young men, so that when we're no longer on this earth, these young men must have enough knowledge to be able to pass that information and baton to the next group of young men when we're not around. But if
and
the information
why I listen
is
to y'all.
Right, but what I'm saying is that if you're naive, gullible, and disillusioned, what information are you giving to these young boys that are trying to find their way? And it's up to us older heads to help these younger guys see that the information that you're getting, you're going to pass it down, and it's going to be disruptive to what's going on right now. But see, it's not about
and you're
them.
Right, but Steve, check
it's
this out.
The message.
Steve, check this out. It's been fools since the beginning. It's been wise men and fools since the beginning of the time. So if they're going to stay over there and complain and stuff, that's their problem. That's just how I see it.
I understand it is their problem. But I'm just saying that a young boy right now who's being born, is it fair for him because he's confused, he's living with his mother, or he doesn't have a way in the world to find an older guy that tells him to hate women, that women are the scourge of the earth, women are terrible, women are whores and sluts, women are no good. And maybe he wants a relationship. Maybe he wants – what is his mindset going to be if he feels that he doesn't have a chance with a woman because somebody on the internet who doesn't even be with women telling him he can't get a woman because he's got to figure out – first, he's got to figure out what color pill he is. That's what he's got to figure out his colored pill first. You see the fuck I'm saying? That's the fucking problem.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I've been getting what you're saying. All I'm saying is this, because I take certain components of, you know what I mean? Because some of this stuff is true. I lived it myself. What I like about y'all is y'all show how to maneuver in those situations. It can be the truth, and you can still maneuver through the truth. That's the only point I'm trying to make. Now,
last thing I want to say, because we got Rogan Fish.
We'll talk about that another time. We'll talk about that another time.
Here's the $1 billion. Here's $2 billion questions. What would they be if there was no Matrix movie, number one? And number two, if the game is not about women, then what the fuck are they talking about?
They themselves even say that the game is about the man. They just say it a different way. They just too focused on the women, but they do say that the game is about the man.
But is it about the man or is it about the woman? Angry man, you got it, man. Wait, Aaron, we can't hear you, Angry.
Hello?
Wait, you're good.
Can you hear him?
Hold on, let me shut me down. Let me close me down. Hold on a second. Give me a second, Angry Man.
Hey, am I still on?
Hold on,
call
me. Yeah, you're still on. Hold on a second, Angry Man. Give me one second. Let me jump out real quick. Come back in. Hold on a second. Let me come out real quick. Hold on a second. Yeah, hold on one second. We'll bring you in. Yeah, we got Rogue in one second. Then we got to continue. Hold on a second, Rogue. We got you, Rogue. One second, Rogue.
Is that it's not true? They look. It's called lip service. You're saying that the game is about men. But for them, it's not about men. And the reason I know this for a fact is because whenever I do content that is targeted at men and the betterment of men, it does not do the same numbers.
Right.
Okay, these guys come into this space to listen to incel porn, which is to listen to guys talk to women the way they can't in their personal life. They get a high off of that shit. It makes them feel good because of the fact that in their personal life, they've been rejected by women countless times. So they come here to listen to guys berate women because it makes them feel better about themselves. That's the reason Kevin's channel is so big.
Yep.
Angry Man, like I say, it's okay. It's women, not all women, can't generalize, but women love soap operas because it's the cliffhanger Friday that rolls into the Monday, right? Well, what do you think the emotional guy loves? He loves the drama like the soap opera. That's why they're driven towards drama and they don't want to listen to ways to be successful. The drama is in when Kevin dogs out a woman that is actually, trying to get help, or she's setting herself up, but they love him stomping on the woman and making her look bad because in their eyes, they feel bad when they get stomped over, so they love it when someone is stomping over a woman. See that? That's or when they on a panel with a bunch of women talking shit to the women, and all the women are just sitting there. But see, these women are smart. See, y'all don't even see the game the women are running on them. The women are getting this thing called fucking exposure. They don't give a fuck about what the fuck they got. Do y'all actually think? Hold on, Carl, because I got to bring it real quick. Do y'all actually think? Okay. That these women who are gamed up, do you think they just sitting there for sitting there purposes? They know that there's a what? Do y'all know that these women are running game on those motherfuckers by gaming the suckers that come on to their shows? Because those are the suckers that's going to go to their OnlyFans. Those are the suckers that are going to their Instagrams. Those are they getting paid. See, everybody getting paid and everybody getting high off the cow, but y'all don't even see the game they running. They will sit there and they would nod their head and, you're right. Oh, at the end of time, my name is Sandy and my Instagram is da-da-da-da-da. And you know what, you dumb motherfucker? And she got you, bitch. She got you. Game. Game.
You're going to have so many, there's going to be so many chicks that are going to make careers.
Yep.
Off of going on some of these platforms.
Yep. Because y'all think that they're sitting stupid. They're sitting and saying, let me just agree with him so I can get a little camera time. And there's going to be, out of those thousands of motherfuckers watching, I'll get at least 10% of them motherfuckers. And that's 10% of the bump of my sales. That's 10% of the bump of my OnlyFans.
And that's the reason why that British white chick is giving them so much pushback, because she doesn't need them.
Yep, exactly.
See, the chicks on the show, they don't give pushback that often because they want to be up there. They don't want to get Frank Castle. They don't want to get kicked out. They want to be up there so they can promote their Instagram, their OnlyFans or whatever, right? But see, that's not – see, it's just like I always tell dudes. It's easy to be a man when things are going right. But it's hard to be a man when things are going wrong. I'm not impressed when you're able to get a chick to agree with you that knows she's getting a benefit from you. I'm impressed when you have a conversation with a chick that don't want nothing from you and she's still swooning over you.
Yes. We're going to bring in Rogue real quick. And always remember, guys, numbers don't mean knowledge. And that's y'all's problems. Y'all are trained to think that because the numbers are high, they have knowledge. Numbers don't equal knowledge. Rogue, what'd you want to say? You had something to say real quick, Rogue. You got it, girl.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, you got it. You got it.
So, yeah. Okay, cool. I just wanted to tell a quick little story. So transparency, I've been celibate for 2 years, and I'm cute. I get approached by a lot of I was at the DMV a month ago, and a guy – and we started talking, and he made me laugh and stuff. And I was like, oh, that was nice. And I go to my car, and all of a sudden he's at my car, and he's like, hey, can I give you my number? And I'm usually a hard no, but I was like, yeah, you can. And as soon as he texted me, I texted him back so that he knew I wanted to talk. And we hung out once. All we did was walk around the city and talk. And he's not my type. I don't really like white guys. He's short. He's bald.
I'm just joking.
And,
I'm bald by
I
choice.
I sucked his dick on Saturday.
Oh, you sucked his dick on Saturday.
And he's not even my type. We don't have anything in common. It's not that I'm not into short guys. I'm really short, but I know that is usually the talking point. Short and bald and stuff. And he's all of those things. And I still sucked his dick on Saturday, and I'm trying to do it again. So all of this stuff that everyone is talking about, we just talked and, laughed and stuff. And, that was all it took. And I said, I haven't gotten with anybody in years.
Ro, I got to say this to you. God bless you. The world is now a kinder place because that dude is walking around happy instead of angry. The world is a better place.
You got his dick sucked. Yes, congratulations. Yes.
I'm walking around happy too. I like sucking dick, so I'm good too.
That's why I said God bless you.
Yes.
But like
there
you actually like bitches don't want to fuck either. Like we like smashed three times on Saturday, and I'm like looking forward to doing it again. And all we did was talk. And like I said, he didn't let me leave. He was like, "Let me give you my number." I could have not hit him back up. And like we don't even have anything in common. And I'm still feeling him. So there you go.
Guys, we're not going to ask her, did she swallow? We'll just keep it going. Okay, so
we're
not going to ask that question. So
don't be in poor taste.
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay, that wouldn't be in poor taste. Boy. She just answered the question. Right, that would be in poor taste. She answered the question. She ain't got no shame, no doubt. Okay. All right, we throw you back in, Rogue, swallowing. Hey, at least you got your proteins in that day. Got your proteins in, girl. Oh, yeah, yeah, there you go. She got a post. All right, let's keep that.
Hey, and for the record, before you hit that play button, for the record, gentlemen, that's called being comfortable.
Yeah.
When a woman's comfortable,
mm-hmm.
she opens up.
Yep.
Like real shit.
Yeah, it's real shit. She's comfortable with the guy. And, hey, so much for that rail pill shit. That dude got, hey, he busted nut. He was good. He's like, his protein protein drinks for you, girl. All right, here we go. Let's finish it. Here we go. Let's see here.
Typically around 26% more. Or no, 52% more. So
where are you,
you
getting
can
those stats from? Can I
okay,
ask?
Keep
that's
it.
Not here in the United States.
Please, I don't want another child on the screen.
They want at least 26 to 52% more income than they do. Women date up. This has been known since the beginning of time. Women do not only date their equals, if not preferably higher. So if a man is expected to come in, right, bring security, make more money, etc., why can't he have requirements? Why is it that a woman can say, I want a guy that makes this much money, this tall, this good looking, this charming, this confident, and a man says something simple, like, I don't like to date women that put sexy photos of themselves on the internet for other men to see when she's supposed to be my woman. Why is that met with such contempt from women? Tell me that.
Well, he should take his Instagram down, too.
That's my whole point, is your double standards. You've
isn't
got
it
double
a jealousy?
Standards.
I think it's a jealousy issue. Because, like, I've dated women that were online and they have big Instagram followers and models, singers, all this. I've never thought, oh, like even my friends though, you're not wrong. My friends have said, bro, your missus is doing this online or whatever. This is over the years. And like, I couldn't care because I'm solid
and
in myself. Maybe
yourself.
I'm a fool. Maybe I'm a fool. Maybe not. I don't know. But I do agree with Jackie that your partner shouldn't be, it's not like a pet. You don't own them. You can't control them. But I know what you're saying. You're not wrong what you guys are saying. As a generalization, but I think some men, some women, they think differently. But I do think when you're younger, in your 20s, you are jealous. Men are crazy. We don't get our head together until we're in our late 30s.
Can I just
we're mental.
Stop you guys for a second? We're going to take a short break and come back. Is that okay? Because we've got calls coming through. So people that want to ask you some questions. We have some calls because if you just tuned in, obviously we're talking about a viewpoint that you guys have, which is if you're in a relationship.
It's about the end, guys. This shit's about to hit off the stage. It's about to end in a second because they're going to really piss the lady off. We're almost done. Here we go.
Ship a girl should not have an Instagram account because technically that's cheating because of the amount of attention she gets from
it's
guys.
It's not just the account. I think it's the account where you're gyrating around in your undies or less and blowing kisses and all this stuff.
I'm pretty sure I asked, can you just have an Instagram account?
We clearly established that it's sexy photos when you're in a committed relationship that's disrespectful.
But the thing is you're saying a guy can post sexy photos and he can do that in a relationship.
Yes, yeah. Men and women are not the same.
Right. So, but you said that men love quantity over quality, right? So you'll react differently when a female pays you attention to what a female would.
Any attention from any female ever is just, we think, oh yeah, they want to bang us. That's what we think.
Yeah. And so I believe that you guys are more likely to act on it because like you said, it's quality over quantity.
That's correct. Yeah. I think that she's spot on.
From a male perspective or a female perspective?
So from your perspective, you say the males want quantity over quality.
Yes.
So if you're getting attention on Instagram,
yeah, you're more likely to message them back.
You're more likely exactly to act on it.
Crickets.
Okay, but the thing is that women rarely message men. Like I showed you guys before.
Yeah, but it was half. Only half.
Wait a minute. She's gonna stump him. He's gonna get stuck. Because you know what? She made a solid talking point. And the talking point, and she used his talking point. She said, if men want quantity over quality, then by definition, it shouldn't matter that women get more clicks because they're not going to respond as fast as a guy. That's actually a solid talking point to debunk what he was saying.
Exactly. Let me keep going. Here we go. It's almost always, but she's about to hit the fan. Oh, let me be here. He's about to hit the fan. Here we go.
Well,
according to your data.
You're still getting messaged. So let's say can I just make one point? Can you just let me finish
your
second?
If you're going to ask a question, you should let me finish.
I just want to make one point. So if I'm on Instagram and I'm getting 40 DMs and you're getting 20 DMs, my point is that you guys are more likely to respond to the 20 DMs than we are to the 40 DMs.
Here's the thing. Men and women are not the same.
Why does he just keep going to the same talking point, man? He's stuck.
That happens when you don't have any more. You ran out of steam. You stalled out. Because that talking point that she gave was a solid talking point because it's based on what he said. Mm-hmm. If men are more focused on quantity over quality, then that means if a dude gets hit 20 times and a woman gets hit 40 times, she might respond to one out of the 40, but the guy will probably respond to all 20.
Yes.
So that actually was a solid talking point.
Yes, it was. Yeah. 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 All right. Here we go. Hold on a second. All right. Here we go. It's getting hit. It's getting heating up. Here we go. Oh, here we go.
Yeah, men are more likely to reply.
Women like attention. Men want sex. That's how it is. So when a girl's out there advertising herself, it's not the same as when a man is advertising himself because a man's not going to get nearly the same amount of attention. And then on top...
Whoa, wait. Are you guys not advertising yourself when somebody on the internet tells you to wear a suit? Are you not advertising yourself when somebody tells you that you've got to get your status up? You got to get your clothes.
Our advertising is different. See, women advertise their sexual assets because their currency in dating and mating is their physical beauty. When they get on Instagram and take a picture of their car, if it's a Mercedes-Benz, take a picture with money, or take a picture in a high-quality suit. That's the same. That's advertising to the women because that's what their marketplace value is based on.
Anger Man, but you know, again, someone said in the chat room, we advertise our mind in our mouth. We advertise our mind. That's all we need. We don't need anything else, especially when you have games. So let's keep it's about to defend. Here we go. All right. So
for that, men of status, men that are attractive, that have money. Hey, it's just exercising options. Men are going to go ahead and enact on those options if they have the ability to do so. So my thing is, a man is capable of having sex with other women while still loving his girl the same. So it's not that big a deal.
But it is a big deal.
If your girl's out here and are fielding options, if your woman's out here fielding options,
bingo.
That's an issue.
Oh, sorry. So you're actually saying that in a relationship, it's okay for men to go and explore other options, but we have to be happy with you and not explore options.
Absolutely. Closed on your end, open on my end, and I think it should be honest between the two.
Why? Why would anyone agree to that?
You can't just go throwing that thing around and women sit at home waiting for you to come home. Don't they just smell the juice of another woman on you?
Here's the thing. Can all men get away with this? Absolutely not. A small minority of men can. But the reality is, since the beginning of time, strong, powerful men, right, that had money and status were always able to have hordes of women. Look at Hugh Hefner. Look at Dan Blazarian. Look at kings. Look at sultans of past This is what women do. Women are attracted to men.
But at least, mate, bro, I spoke to Dan Balserian. I'm sick of you asking to finish your long, boring answers that are the same answer every time we ask you a question. Even Dan Balserian last week told me to my face, so fucking what, clown? Here you are on the show. I can turn you off as well. Just turn these clowns off. See you, fellas. Grow up. Ring us back when you're 30 and you've got half a brain. You're not running around being led by your own dicks. Bye-bye. See you later. Turn them off.
And listen, I'm not even cheering what they're doing, but all they're doing is, like you say, Anger Man, the same talking points. They're not really even – they just getting beat the fuck up, man.
It's the same talking point over and over again. It's the same talking point. And like, look, you got guys on the internet. I saw where some guys reacted. They said, oh, they rage quit. In other words, dudes are acting like this was a victory for Fresh and Fit.
How was it a victory
when you got booted off of a show of a couple of old British people?
That like checks you on your points. They were just checking them on the points and stuff. And that's
crazy.
Right, but this is the problem for a lot of young men. Y'all actually think these motherfuckers are heroes, and if you listen to everything you say, I talked to Angry Man about this on the back end, and we kind of chuckled at this. As a man, you don't have to tell women shit. I don't understand where y'all think you have to demand shit out of a woman. You don't have to demand a motherfucking thing. They just need to know what the fuck you are. And see, they will know what the fuck you are when you know what you are. And they have the choice of realizing that, yes, I have other women. And if you want to be a part of what I'm doing, cool. If not, cool. I don't give a fuck. But that's why we can get and have rosters and have women. And here's the thing, Crazy Anger Man, where they're loyal to us. We're not telling them. Matter of fact, we think about it. We push them away. Go date somebody. If you want to find Mr. Right, go out there and find Mr. Right. But I'll be here when you get there. Hey, go find him.
Hey, and to my people in the chat room to say, and they're not British, they're Aussie. Y'all know what y'all sound like right now? Y'all sound like the people when somebody says someone is Chinese and they're like, no, they're Korean. Like, I don't care. British, Aussie, what the? It don't matter.
Listen to the
talking point.
It doesn't
matter. Two old ass white people just owned Fresh and Fit. Owned them. And then kicked them. Owned them and dismissed them. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
That's an L. That is a loss.
But that's,
you feel me?
Yeah, but Anger Man, but if you think about it, that's how the surface dwellers think. They're not looking at the information that they need. They're so busy trying to figure out what country they're from, they're missing the whole fucking point. And this is why when women get with you, why they eat you up for lunch. Because you are built on. Yeah, go ahead. You got it.
And as a dude that is a solid dude, just like that Aussie was saying when he said, I'm solid, right? Most people don't even understand what that means. But as a solid dude that walks my own path and dances to the beat of my own drum, if I was on the show, I would have called them British. And they would have been like, well, no, we're Aussies. I'd have been like, same thing. Didn't Australia get colonized by Great Britain? That's why their fucking accent is similar. Like, stop playing with me, man.
Well, but Angry Man, they're going to play with you because that's what mom has not taught them. But that's what they get when they spend too much time around mom. It's okay to love your mother. I always tell the guys, love your mother, appreciate your mother, but you should not act like your mother. And the problem is they're in their feelings. See, the thing is the thing about a cult that people don't understand is once you are in a cult, you have to protect the hive, the top person and of the hive. He's the one that has to be protected. So what we got to do is we got to protect him, because if we actually realize that this motherfucker ain't real, what does that say about me? I'm already got both feet in, Angry Man. I already got both feet in. I've been following these guys, but what does it actually say about me if I really find out that those snake oil salesmen were just lying to my motherfucking ass all this time? And it's just, hey, Angry Man, what goes around comes around. This is the same. Hey, gentlemen, 2 decades ago, y'all might have not missed it. Like I always say, 2 decades ago, the same guys your age was doing the same thing with this thing called the seduction community. It's the same exact thing, where there was a hive mind telling you cult language. I'll switch out. You got it, Angry Man. We'll say you, man. Let me switch out real quick. Damn. Fuck.
That really had game, they were not really associated or affiliated with the PUAs. The guys that really had game, they were not associated with that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and a lot of young guys don't know, if I can educate them, is that throughout time, and we've been telling, I know a lot of y'all don't, for all y'all guys are like rap. I know a lot of y'all guys like rap, so I'll use example. There used to be a station called MTV, okay, MTV Music Television. Now, y'all know MTV as reality shows, but there was a time where MTV only played music, okay? They only played music. Now, it was all white music until Michael Jackson and Prince got on there, and then all of a sudden, people thought that a white woman created rap, because a woman named Blondie, who went with Fab Five Freddy on the streets of New York to learn what was going on in the black communities with rapping, she took hold of that and created that in a song, and then she went on MTV. She was the first rapper on the station, and they actually thought that she invented it. But that's what we're saying to you guys. What we're saying is, even 2 decades ago, that there are people out there, and again, it's not just taken from blacks. People take from each other, say, from everything happens. But to call it game when you're taking a language and creating something, everything that y'all see right now, was created 2 decades ago, 3 decades ago from other people. For instance, Ross Jeffries, he created Speed Seduction after learning NLP. And yep. Then his marketer, his name was Eben, I forgot his name, he then took that and moved that over to call Double Your Dating. So after Double Your Dating, then that's when the
David
affiliate.
D'Angelo.
Yeah, Dave D'Angelo. That's when affiliate marketing. Yeah.
Affiliate marketing.
So this is where the affiliate marketing came in today. So guys, remember, I've been in this shit for over 30 years, so I've seen it all. So I've been in all this shit. So I'm telling you, I've seen this stuff. So what happens is that these guys doing these affiliate marketings, they would have meetings. Okay. They would have meetings. And any of y'all don't believe me, because I even showed Alan Roger Curry this. If Alan Roger Curry could confirm this. They had meetings, and they would talk about ways to get you out of your money. And what they would do is they had this thing called a green screen. Y'all green screens are prevalent right now. But back then, most of y'all didn't know about green screen technology. So what they would do in their kitchen is they'll put a green screen, and then they'll put a table of books. They would sit a woman in front of those books, and then behind the green screen make it look like a library and make it look like he's talking to the woman at the library, to make you think that you actually get the woman by using the magical pills. But through David D'Angelo, that's where you got the mystery method. That's where you got Styles and all the other stuff. So peep game, Angry Man. So then now, guys, mark your calendars. Women didn't know. Guys, listen. From that point to 2007, gentlemen, women had no idea that they had what they called layers. A layer was an underground place in which all the seduction guys all over the world would pass information on how to manipulate, deceive, and fuck a woman over. A woman by the chance that maybe wants a relationship. But how can we get those fucking one-night legs and fuck those women, right? So remember, guys, but now this is before a red pill. This is before Manosphere. This is before high value, no fat. I'm showing you, this is before all that shit. These motherfuckers were living high off the hog. They were living good until Mystery Method went on VH1. I think it was August 6, 2007, and this is where things changed. Because remember, what was below ground came above ground. And what women didn't know, remember, there were pockets of gold diggers. There were women fucking around. There was a lot of shit going on. But once they went on VH1 in 2007, because you remember, there was only a Shrink for Men and Ask Men. The Shrink for Men was for made by Run by a Woman. And it was a voice for men. Excuse me, a voice for men.
Dr. Taro Palmontier was a Shrink for Men, and a voice for men was Paul Elam.
Right. So they had that going on. So remember, guys, there was no metal, no going your way, no purpose, no women are bad. Remember, these guys lived out of the hall, half the hall. But where y'all fail to see is that this is what changed everything. Because once women realized it wasn't the fact that you were trying to run game on them, women were smart enough to look beyond that and see the fact that you didn't have enough confidence in yourself to even approach them. So then what became one thing flipped. So then the women started to just go on the attack. They started doing their things. Then all of a sudden, then you notice the PUAs, like the dinosaurs, died out. Then those PUAs said, we've got to find a new way to market. So you know what? Why don't we be the victims now? For fucking
red pill.
Right, for decades. We were living high off the hog, lying to women, manipulating them, having our layers and all that other shit all over the world.
Let me add my two cents to it, because see, dudes don't realize how far back I go. I go way back before YouTube, okay? I mingled and partook of a lot of that shit. I saw the PUAs for what they were, which is why I stopped fucking with the shit, right? But I did read a lot of their books. Back in the day, I read, matter of fact, around that time, there's a couple of books I read. I read The Game by Neil Strauss, and Neil Strauss was a student of Mystery. But Mystery was a mess. And if I remember correctly, Mystery was a student of Ross Jeffries until they fell out with each other.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So back then, you had David D'Angelo, which he kind of was like the O'Shea of that situation because he stayed out of the beef between everybody. But he brought everybody together when he did his audio series, Interviews with Dating Gurus.
Yeah, that's the affiliate marketing package. I'll tell you about that in a second.
If you got that, you got to learn about Ross Jeffries. You got to learn about Mystery. You got to learn about Neil Strauss. You got to learn about Tim Ferriss, who later wrote the book, The 4-Hour Work Week. But that, just like Steve said, what they would do back in the day, because a lot of them were lames, and they figured out techniques that they pulled from other people that actually had game, but they used it in a negative way. And what they were doing was they were using that game to get women and then screw them. And then basically that was the original pump and dump.
Right.
And then what they also did is they went around to other guys that were lames but had plenty of money, because these guys were nerds. These guys were nerds that were awesome at their careers but sucked at getting women. So these guys would go get these dudes, and they would be charging these guys $1,000, thousands of dollars to go with them out to a nightclub and watch them do the little tricks that they do. I mean, it got to the point, bro, you had dudes, that's where that whole peacocking shit came from. You had dudes coming in there like fucking Mystery with a big-ass top hat, fingernails painted, goggles, doing card tricks in a damn bar, and all of that goofy shit, man. See, y'all don't realize how deep all of this shit goes.
Oh, yeah, but let me tell you about what Angry Man is saying. Let me get deep on what you're saying, Angry Man. And guys, look, I'm putting the link right there. You don't believe me? There's a link right there. I just posted it. There's a link right there. Click on it and look at the layer list. I'm showing you. We're not lying to you. So what they would do is this. So it was affiliate marketing, and it was what Angry Man was saying. Let me explain the two things what they were doing. Affiliate marketing, see, David D'Angelo was like Jesus Christ superstar. So whoever he had in his series, he deemed them as an actual pickup artist. But on the back end, this is how the game worked. Okay, let's say I'm David D'Angelo. Angry Man is the guy, okay? So Angry Man, this is what we're going to do. We'll get you an affiliate. We'll get you an affiliate circuit, okay? And then once they when they buy from you, I'm gonna get like 10% of what you make, okay? And that's all he did. And I'm gonna deem you. So now I teach confidence, but then I want you to meet Angry Man. He's got a whole new level of confidence. Oh my God, I think he's great. He's gonna be in the series. So he's pushing you to buy into the Angry Man. Angry Man's getting paid. I'm getting paid on the back end. But then on top of that, let me show you the game as far as how they do it to the guys. They call it field. What do they call it? Shit, Angry Man field. In the field, I forgot what they call it. Because this is where you get the code approach and stuff. So let me show you how they do this. You pay $1,500 for me, and we go out. I take out of that $1,500. I take $100 out of that $1,500. I then hire 3 or 4 women. And what I will do is I will place that woman. Remember, because the thing, okay, this is what, let's go back real quick and show you hustling 101 that came from the streets. See, the hustlers will always see, if you look at a pool hall, the hustler will always look at the guy that has a brand new case, brand new stick, and it's a pool cube is not even rubbed. They know he's the mark. So because they're the mark, they would go up to him and like, hey, let's play some pool, man. You look like you're good at pool. Let's play a few games, and he'll lose. God damn it, let's play a few more, and we'll lose. You know what? Let's play for some money. All right, we'll play for some money. God damn it, I lost my money. Man, can I get a chance to get my money back? Damn, double or nothing, you took my money again. God damn it, man, look, fuck that. I'm going to put $1,000 up versus your $1,000, man. I don't have much, but let's do this. Or maybe your keys, or maybe this and that. That's how it was on the streets.
Or three-card money.
See that?
Three-card money where you got the guy doing the thing and you got people winning, but the people that are winning are shills.
Yeah.
See, a lot of these guys back then, they had women that were shills.
Yeah.
These are women that they paid to react to them a certain way so that they could convince you that they got mad game and shit.
Yes. Now, this is where it gets deep. Now, you got the three women. I'm going to put you in this corner. I'm going to put you in that corner. Put you in that corner. So I bring the guys over. I'm like, okay, guys, I've got a new trick. It's called the paper trick. And I'm going to walk up to a woman, and I'm going to say, hey, baby, I got this piece of paper, and this piece of paper has got your number on it, and I don't know, he's, whatever the fuck the trick is, right? So they go to girl number one. Girl number one gives him a hug. Now, that's not really impressive. Some are impressed, but he's like, all right, but what he's showing is, all right, well, I didn't give her to girl number one, but don't give up. You keep trying. Go to girl number two. Girl number two does it, and she gives him, now she's paid to give him a hug and a kiss. And all the guys are, oh, my God, the paper trick really works. He said, no, hold on, guys. Let me try it again. Wait, you see that girl over there? That girl over there? Let me go do the paper trick on her. She's sticking her tongue down his throat, grabbing his package, and wants to leave with him. He said, all right, well, guys, look, I got to go. She wants to take me home. He's already got him because the mark is how you position. So,
but,
go ahead, Angry Man.
But here's the thing, Steve, and I got to point this out to everybody because I figured it out. That entire movement, that entire PUA movement, and them dudes reached a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is the stuff they were showing them goes no further than the surface level of pickup. Doesn't go any further into dating or relationship.
Yes.
So you know what ended up happening? These guys would get stuck. And when they got stuck because of the way women act, they got angry. So guess what? PUA's customers was the birth of MGTOW, the Red Pill community, Red Pill Rage, all of these dudes that you see that are angry.
Mm-hmm.
They're angry because they paid that money and those gurus didn't really help them. They got over on them. That's why you don't really hear nothing about a lot of those guys. You don't hear about Neil Strauss, David Yen, any of those guys.
No. You don't hear about them at all. So think about that. And then on top of that, you have the women that now, again, remember, see, I was on a reality show. The only one I was on, Mad Nation 3, was video games. So I was on a reality show. But let me tell you about Reality 101. It ain't reality, okay? We were filmed for 2 weeks, and they stretched that out to months. But what I was telling you, this is a huge thing. Now, the important thing that y'all have to understand about the show that you saw on VH1 that really hooked you in, this is the hook in, but this is what freed women but hooked y'all in even deeper. Everybody in there had to sign this piece of paper before they even got in the club, because it was like a big square. It was a club, right, with cameras in there. So before you walked in that club, you've got to sign this waiver allowing us to show your likeness on TV. So wait, now let's talk about the aspiring actresses. Let's talk about the women that want to be seen, like on Fresh and Fit. So they're like, oh, shit, I can be seen? So what do you think happens when they go in that club and they walk in there and all the women start coming onto the guy? It's because they're getting free fucking advertising from all the cameras that are watching them. There, you never see a blurred out face in that whole situation because everybody signed away their likeness. But if you look at the news sometimes, you ever wonder why when you see the news or you see a show, the guy's talking, hi, my name is Angry. I'm on Angry Man TV. My name is Bob. And then you see some women walk by and their faces are blocked out. It's because they didn't sign the right to show their fucking likeness. So what you actually saw, what you thought was reality, was all a lie. But the women, go ahead, Angry Man.
Let me add this, because somebody said my thoughts on Tariq Nasheed and the Mac lessons. Okay, number one, Tariq Nasheed, even though he put out his book around that time, Tariq Nasheed was not part of the PUA joint. And I read the Mac within. Tariq Nasheed actually had some good shit in that book.
Well, the thing about Tariq,
hung out with pimps. Tariq hung out with players and dudes that really had game. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I'm not going to take that away from Tariq.
Yeah, we're not going to take that away. But if you – Rosebud – okay, the story of Tariq was like this. And then Rosebud talks about it all the time. I just got to find Rosebud Bitter Dose and ask him. Here's a story.
Yeah.
Tariq was a guy that had a notebook and a pad. And every day he would follow Rosebud up and down with Rosebud. Every time he got Rosebud, and he would just ask Rosebud questions. And then he created a book off of what Rosebud said. That's all that happened. But what we're saying to you guys
That's what I mean. Yeah. The book that he wrote, it had actual game in it.
It had actual game. Right.
He got it from dudes that had actual game. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But what the PUAs did is they did the Elvis Presley thing. And a lot of people don't understand that. See, a lot of people, when they think about, let me see if I can find it for you real quick, Angry Man. Let me see if I can find it. See, everybody thinks that he was, he created rock and roll. But what people don't know is that he or Colonel, that Colonel motherfucker, went across the street. And they learn from this black woman. Y'all need to do y'all little fucking history. Y'all know this shit. But they got what they got through this woman right here. But because he was on TV shaking his hips, even though this was happening across the street, he was saying, you know, leading rock and roll. Like I say, this woman, they thought she was the first rapper because she was the one that rapped the first time on MTV. But what these guys did, Angry Man, is that they went across the street and they got around a few black motherfuckers that were hustlers and had game. They grabbed a few things and they called it game. And they called it game. So most guys, Angry Man, and this is how society is, white guys are going to follow white guys. 20-year-olds are going to follow 20-year-olds. Black guys are going to follow black guys. It's just how it is. So What happened was a lot of young white boys, like just like with rap, if you look at rap, rap was hitting, but when the Beastie Boys came out, the numbers just soared. I mean, it's just how it is. I'm not here to – it's not talk about race, and I'm just saying it's just how shit is. But this motherfucker created this book off of black men, taking shit from black men, and then creating the cult. See, the cult was created through this book by getting you to change your language. AFC, NEG, code approaching, escalating, and all that. They created a cult in which you were made it look like the Bible. Made that shit look like a Bible. See that? That's another layer. See that?
And here's the thing. This is where the problem comes in, right? So when I was younger, I had issues in my relationship. I talked to guys about this. We still got that echo. Shit.
Oh, I'm mute. You got it. Anger. Go ahead.
I talked to the guys about this, where I had issues from my relationship, but that's only because I hadn't developed the things I needed to develop. I was good at talking to women, but I still had certain issues, certain deficiencies in masculinity. So when you have those deficiencies, you go looking for answers. And when I went looking for answers, I came across books like The Game. I came across books like The Mac Within. I came across books like Pimp and Ken's book and Pimp by Iceberg Swim. And I read all of those books. Now, the problem is I saw what happened with the PUAs, and I saw how they were getting guys stuck. So when I went through my journey and I said, oh, that PUA shit ain't going to work. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I started going through my journey of manhood, and I figured it out.
Yes.
You know what I said? I said, you know what? I'm going to help these men. That's the whole reason I came on the YouTube, was to help guys that probably went down that same route and was still having problems in their relationships and shit. And I said, you know what? I figured it out, so I'm going to help these guys figure it out. So you got to realize, I've always had a problem with frauds. Always. And what y'all don't realize is dudes like Kevin, he's like the Vanilla Ice of this shit. But I'm like the Rakim of this shit. You understand? Yeah. Steve is like the KRS-One of this shit. Yeah, you feel me? There's dudes that are the real, but then there's dudes that you think are real because of numbers. But a lot of times those numbers have other people behind it. You just don't know it.
Well,
you feel what I'm saying? Well, some people.
There we go. No, we're good. We're good. Okay. Yeah, okay. We good? Yeah, Angry Man? Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
So let's get deep. Numbers are knowledge. See, okay. I want y'all just to think. I'm not saying it's happening. I just want you to think. If I'm a marketing advertiser and I know I can't have you think, but I need to teach you how to think, who's to say I can't bring and conjure up a person and slowly and surely make those numbers there? Because you know you can buy numbers now, right? Y'all didn't know that, right? You can buy likes and numbers and clicks, but y'all didn't know that. I mean, I'm just saying. But what y'all don't understand is that the PUA at that point said, fuck, women know that we ain't shit. And then when women realize that they were frauds, that's when women say, okay, you want to play? Let's play. Okay, look. You've been deceiving me, manipulating me all the time. Okay, you got me. Let's play. And then all of a sudden, then the guys who used to use all those tricks, they were getting ran over. So then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, it's not fair. So then here comes Metal. Here comes, you know what? We've got to go our own way. We got to go our way. Now, around 2007, 2010, remember, there was none of this stuff going on. There was none of this stuff going on. So it was a great gimmicky scheme to say, hey, it's not fair that these women are dogging you out. It's not fair that the court systems are dogging you out. It's not, you know what? And see, that's what a cult does. See, the first thing a cult does is tell you about how shit is unfair. And then they say, hey, but we love you. Hey, join us. Hey, leave your name at the door. Leave your history and your ancestry at the door. take on my name. Take on my ideology. So everybody then went from PUA John to Metal John, right? They changed their name. But here's the worst part about it. So as they changed the name, Angry Man, and now this is going now. Now, in around 2011, the guy we see at the bottom here, around 2011, this motherfucker who was a loser went on Reddit and read an article from a Chinese dude in 2003 that talked about semen retention. Now follow me. Now, remember, this ain't blow up yet. This is just what's happening as MetTow was moving along. But then everybody started saying, see, okay, let me explain something to you guys real quick because we're getting deep real quick. You got to get deep with the Angry Man today. Listen, guys, let me explain wrestling. Wrestling used to be territories. Back in the day, they used to be territories. It was a guy named Vincent McMahon Sr. that brought all the territories together and created what was called the WWF, not E. It was called the WWF. And what he decided on doing is he separated the guys. He said, okay, you're good guys and you're bad guys. And we're going to create storylines that are so believable. It's called kayfabe, guys. Look it up. Kayfabe. Kayfabe is pretending to be something that you're actually not. Now, the bad guys were so bad that the audience member would think when the camera went off, he's still bad. He kicks cats and pushes old ladies over. He comes from parts unknown. He's evil. He's bad. Until the Iron Sheik got in trouble. See, when the Iron Sheik got caught, Iron Sheik in the 80s was driving with the good guys. See, good guys and bad guys was supposed to hang out because of the kayfabe. They got pulled over, and it was all up at that point. So what I'm saying is that what happened with the Metals and everybody started kayfabing a certain life because the numbers were showing that everybody needs help. But are we actually going to help them or are we going to feed off of them? Because go ahead, Angry Man. Go ahead.
Wait a minute, Steve. Are you telling me that this guy right here got on Reddit and used talking points from an Asian guy?
From 2003 and created NoFap. Yes. But okay. See, yes.
Do me a favor. Share my screen real quick.
Oh, yeah, I got you, brother. All right, here we go. I got you right now. Here we go. Oh, you mean your screen? Let me share. Let me see. Share. Okay, share screen.
See it?
Let me go to the window tab.
See it right here?
That's StreamYard. Hold on, Angry. Task. Hold on. I'm trying to do it right.
I can't hear you, bro.
Oh, wait. Oh, shit. Hold on. Oh, yeah. Let me see. Hold on. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm trying to do it. Wait, Angry Man. Hold on. The Angry Man. Wait. Let me add the stream. Is that it right there?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, to everybody looking at this, this is a book that was written in 2016 titled The High Value Man Principles of Positive Masculinity. And guess what? It's written by an Asian guy. It's written by an Asian guy. Yeah.
Yes. So remember, guys, remember that wasn't popular yet. Remember now while he was creating what he was creating in a small little bubble, Metal changed to, see, okay, remember, this is how marketing works with those that are blind. Once we get tired of Metal, we've got to bring in another word or phrase to bridge the gap to keep these guys focused, kind of like a slave mentality. We got to keep their minds focused on something new that keeps it in the same neighborhood. So then what happened? Metal went away, right, guys? You don't hear it as much, right? Now, for then came be on your purpose. Always be on your purpose. Always be. So when was y'all regurgitating? Be on your purpose. Be on your purpose. I'm a man that's on my purpose. I'm a man that's on my purpose. I'm on my purpose. I'm on my purpose. Purpose. And then from your purpose came SYSBM. You know, hey, black man, go outside the country because them women will not, them women are third world women. They don't know that they can run game on you. See that shit? So then from SYSBM, they kept doing things before the Samuels came in. This is where this guy comes in at, because they needed another a gap bridge. Then all of a sudden someone said, well, hey, no FAP. Hey, semen retention is either going to help you get women, and semen retention is going to give you, and if you notice, if you look at all those guys in those red pill sectors, what was they beating on the drum? Semen retention, no FAP. No FAP is good. And all they're doing is indoctrinating you. Now, remember, this is the guy that created it. Look at it. This is your hero. Now we
and
got
this to... All of this can only exist because there is a huge number of you men that are looking for a cheat code.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of doing the real work to be a grown fucking man.
Right. But hey, angry man, but then we look below me at the Wachowskis. Now we've got the Metal going, but you know what? Somebody came with some idea. Well, wow. You know, even though we're in 2006, 2007, 2008, somewhere to S2000, I guess, I don't know when they started using that pill shit, but think about this. This is from a movie from 1999. But then they were like, wow, I've got to figure out a way to get these guys to see their truth. To see the truth that women are the enemy. Women are bad, and this is going to happen. So what they did, remember, guys, technically this book allegedly was written by a black woman, right? A black woman that was directed by two transsexuals, and that doesn't seem, again, I'm a sci-fi guy. I think it's a great movie, but I'm not going to run around and scream I'm a pill. But what's happening now is now you've got these guys, because I tell you, anybody that tells you about a pill, you better run from them, because all these guys are using you for one benefit, like the Matrix. The Matrix was a battery, but to them, they're using you as a number click to an algorithm to bring themselves more money. That's all you are.
And look, here's the thing. Because Lotus in my chat room said, but semen retention works. No, the fuck it doesn't.
Wait. Okay, sir.
Wait, real quick, sir.
The guy you see below Angry Man went on Reddit and read an article. He went on Reddit, I think, in 2011. And read an article from 2003 and came up with semen retention, you dumb. Do you see how angry, man? I see why you're getting mad. Are you listening to what the fuck I'm saying?
They don't listen. See,
oh,
here's the
my
thing.
God.
And this is why I get so angry with the space.
Jesus Christ.
You have guys like myself that are trying to teach you how to be a well-rounded man. So that you don't have any of these issues, not with women, not with money, not with getting respect, not with living in the world. But you guys love to latch on to certain dudes because you think those dudes are going to give you the easy way. There's no easy way to be a man. That is not the way the world works. All of the way the world works is men that are weak die off. It is only the strong that survive, okay? So by definition, it is not easy to be a man. So if you think it's going to be easy, you're setting yourself up for failure. You're going to have to go back to square one and start over anyway.
Sir, let me ask you a dumbass question. So what do you call a guy that can't get women in his own country, that buys a plane ticket to fly to another country only to fuck a prostitute for a good couple of minutes? You don't think that's a fucking simp and a sucker? Wait. Do you guys think just because they speak another language that they don't run game on the motherfuckers in their country because they act like you? See, I don't want to tell you about the woman that had 20 guys give her an iPhone and she traded that in to buy herself a house. We don't want to talk about that shit. But I want you to think for a second, surface dweller. You're buying a plane ticket to fly to another country to fuck a bunch of prostitutes, dog. That's all you're fucking. You're fucking a bunch of prostitutes. Dude, do y'all watch that 90-day shit? What is that shit called, Angry Man? 90-day thing where they get these four women, and these four women just run circles around their asses. You want to know why? Because pussy is tight wherever you go. So you're a fucking loser.
Look, no matter where you go, there you are. Okay? If you were going to be a gladiator and you wanted to be the best fighter, and let's say you came from a place where they had the fiercest fighters, you would train there, and then you could fight anybody all over the world. A weak fighter would be like, I can't get any wins here, so I'm going to go to a country where I know the men are weaker and then pretend like I'm victorious. That's not the way that works. If you can't handle the women here in America, okay, you shouldn't be running somewhere else to try to deal with women, because that's not cultivating your masculinity. That's not cultivating your masculinity.
Oh, boy. You're the gift that I want to take back, or you're the gift that they take back to get money to buy men like us things. Let me explain something to you, surface dweller. Here's the thing. If your statement is true, then there would be no such thing as a red pill at that point, right? If women are giving up the pussy and you're calling them prostitutes, then why ain't you fucking?
If all of the women, check this out. You know the reason why they make a new cell phone every year?
Exactly. Hit them. Get them.
You know why they make a new cell phone every year? Because people are buying them. Everyone has access to a cell phone because they're for sale. If women were purchasable, you wouldn't have these dudes. Every dude would have a woman. Okay? Like, bruh, come on with that goofy shit. Like, y'all got to stop repeating talking points. Y'all got to stop doing that. Look, if you wanna go outside the country to get you a woman of a different culture, more power to you. But what's the reason you're doing it? Okay? What's the reason? Is the reason that you can't get women here? Because if the reason is that you can't get women here, you're fucking up. Or should I do another show showing you the video of the black guy that went to the Philippines, married a woman, and she used his ass to get to America?